about.
I'm Ron Burgundy, coming to you from Europe's greatest city that isn't London or Paris or Copenhagen, cake and bacon. That's a pastry, right?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
My name is Kevin Beacon. For those of you who need an introduction, I am an award-winning journalist. I've won a local Emmy. But in truth, I'm just a gypsy tumbling around the globe, chasing truth, which is, as you know, quicksilver. The more you try to grasp it, the more it slips through your hands. News, because I am the face of it in Spokane, Washington, is my life, my lover, my mistress, my best friend, and I will fight to the death to defend it. And with that, I relinquish to you, Mr. Chair.
And now,
we need to try to figure out how to create education better.
Our feature presentation.
She's got a point.
Yeah. Solid.
She has a point. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 25th of July.
It is. Indeed.
Happy 7/12th Christmas, everybody.
Nope. No, sir.
7/12th.
No,
almost
sir.
There.
No, sir.
Happy
no,
holidays.
Sir.
Being phoned off already?
It was quick.
7/12th.
It's a thing, man.
First of all, half Christmas is not a thing. So anything
half
smaller
Christmas
than
is
that.
Half Christmas is a thing, though.
It is.
I mean, let's
for,
be honest.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome. It is a thing, Kevin. You have to admit it is a thing.
For a tiny few people.
For the world.
It is.
For
a
the
thing.
World.
I don't know if the world celebrates it.
It does.
But it's definitely a thing.
QVC sure does.
Yeah, they do.
In a big way.
I watched Christmas in July.
I did too.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
A lot of good deals, right?
A lot of good deals, yeah.
So, Kevin.
Did you buy anything, B?
I don't think I did this year. I think I just watched it because I enjoy looking at Christmas decorations and hearing the music and watching the people talk about it.
And, I love you, Bean.
No,
too.
But it's fun.
I know.
But it's the holiday spirit.
But Allie said you get a lot of great deals. And
you
she,
do.
I feel like she might purchase something because it's Christmas related.
Oh, I have bought in the past. Yeah, I've
you
told about
like
decorations
to watch
in the past.
Them talk about Christmas.
Well, sure. Why not? Look. Here's my whole thing. Christmas is, am I wrong, the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
Okay? It is so short. It lasts a few weeks. We should spread it out. We should be celebrating it throughout the year because it's magical.
Agreed.
And when 7/12th Christmas rolls around, it's worth a mention and it's worth a celebration.
No, no sir. Nope. Even Allie, who's on your side with with half Christmas... Even she's like, okay, look, half Christmas is a thing, but 7/12th, no, sir.
She'll get there. She'll get there. It's only a matter of time.
Get his weeks out of here.
Well, there's that, too. Anyway, listen, I know we got a lot of show today, and I can't wait to hear about Friday night.
Oh,
that's all I've been thinking about
me
all weekend
too.
Long.
And he wouldn't give me anything. I was texting like, can't wait for that story. Nothing.
Last we heard on Friday morning, the boys were talking about down in Comic-Con, Ralph had a plus one for a yacht party. And
right.
Kevin's like, I'm in. And I was thinking, oh, that sounds like fun, right?
Right.
Apparently, it was fun for one of you. So all I want to know is, will we get some details here in about 20 minutes?
Kevin, you posted a text to Ralph that said, we're still friends, right?
Right. It was... And then a picture of our text back and forth where I guess how long it's going to take me to get there. And he writes, each one is a complete sentence with a period. Worst period plus period one period ever.
Oh, no.
Worst plus one ever.
Oh.
So I feel like...
it went well?
I feel like it went well,
okay.
A. And B, I can guarantee you, you'll hear about it today.
Okay, good. That's all I care about. Yeah. All right, do I have time for a thing real fast?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by this story. Kevin, I know you're excited because you love the news. No, nobody watches the news more than you do. Or do I have that backwards? Do you not watch the news?
Never.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
That's
Remix.
Right. It was. Fancy. The Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia starts tonight. So all the excitement that we had last week for those 4 days, now we get to do it all over again with more boring people. So that's tonight. But I couldn't. We were so busy talking about all the crazy stuff that happened on the stage with Laura Ingraham and the Nazi salute, and with Ted Cruz, you know, going rogue, and with Donald Trump's crazy speech, that we never even got to talk about my favorite controversy of last week. And I'm curious to see if it carries over into this week. Allie, I'm sure you saw it. Megyn Kelly getting blasted on Twitter for wearing a very nice dress.
Yeah, she comes straight from a cocktail party. She looks like a tramp.
She's wearing a spaghetti strap. I think that's what they call them, spaghetti strap top. Mm-hmm. And it's just a dress. I mean, it's a type of dress that you'll see five of them in the office at K-Rock today. It's a perfectly respectable dress to wear to any occasion.
Right.
All right? Here are some of the tweets that listeners or viewers sent out. What the hell is Megyn Kelly wearing on Fox tonight? Is she going clubbing to the beach or dressing like a whore for the convention?
Wow.
Why can't it be all three?
Yeah.
That's from Ashley Greenbaum. Here's Jacob Ellenhorn. Love me some Megyn Kelly, but she is literally wearing a tankini.
A tankini?
Sir, why do you know that?
How does he know what a tankini is but doesn't know how to use the word literally? Karen writes in, at the risk of a lawsuit, is Megyn Kelly wearing her yoga outfit tonight? I'm not sure what that's about.
That's not as clever as that person thought. Mm-mm.
And a lot of people confused about what she's wearing. There's been three different things so far. A tankini?
Yeah. A yoga outfit? No. Susan McLaren writes in, Fox News, hard to take your coverage seriously when Megyn Kelly looks like she's working for an escort agency.
Oh, Jesus.
She's just wearing a dress. Look, you can see her shoulders, people.
Ah, scandal.
What? Allie, you have a lot of experience, A, dressing for television, and B, dealing with viewers. Yeah. What's wrong with these people?
People are insane. People will comment on anything. If they see arms, it's too much. If they see shoulders, good God, what have
What are they
done?
Afraid of if they look at Megyn Kelly's shoulders? She's at the RNC where it's probably very hot.
Yeah.
She's probably dressed appropriately for the event.
Well, seen her shoulders?
Obviously, she's a whore. If she is showing shoulders, she is a whore.
Seen her shoulders, Bean?
Her shoulders look fine.
Pretty sexy.
Yeah, whore-ish.
Juju butt. Is this what it is? Is people are having bad, weird feelings in their pants?
That's what it is.
Because most of these people writing in seem to be women.
Wonder what that's all about.
Juju Buttons writes in, seriously, I just saw a pic of Megyn Kelly. It's like she forgot to finish getting dressed.
Oh, Juju.
Stuart, right? Does Megyn Kelly have a pool party she needs to rush out to after the convention tonight? Her outfit suggests yes.
Suggests yes. Oh, Stuart.
And finally, Jan says, Megyn Kelly resembles anything other than a professional employee of Fox. She needs to open up her own brothel and be the greeter. So she's hot enough to be the greeter, but apparently not hot enough to work there, according to this viewer. It's just insane. Look, I feel so bad for the ladies sometimes.
Same.
I really do. It's just crazy what y'all have to go through.
Yeah.
Same.
Right? Right.
Yeah. You are not going to get an argument from me.
Let Megyn wear whatever she wants to wear, for God's sake. She's doing the news. She's good at her job. She can wear a dress if she wants to, for God's sake. So stop it, people.
Bean has ruled.
I have ruled.
All right.
I like it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
It brings me agony and sadness and dread.
Oh, no.
I wish it didn't bring him all of that. This morning we talked to Harvey Levin like we do on Mondays.
Or Dax Holt.
Or Dax Holt from TMZ, right? Sorry, Bean, I'm working off of a sort of a half a schedule that I was able to get. Is it Muggs?
I don't know.
There's people. I'm not sure there's anyone else here.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That's handy.
So that's good.
Okay.
And so I couldn't get a schedule. If you'd like to run it down, you can. I can give you my partial
schedule. No, go ahead.
And you can.
You know, I'm having a computer meltdown here, so you take it.
Adam Ray? Is that still a thing?
Adam Ray from TV's Ghost... TV's
Mad TV.
Mad TV, thank you. And the movie's Ghostbusters, all those things.
Very excited about that. We're going to say...
I'm
saying, what am I supposed to do? Are we doing Bean is the Best Person Ever? Are we doing that or no?
It depends on what kind of tape you have from Comic-Con.
Okay.
I was told there were interviews. See, we thought you might weigh in on all the back and forth emails that were going on yesterday to tell us what your vision was.
Well, my understanding was Dave is sleeping, I see here. Good.
Okay, good.
My understanding was that the interviews were going to be edited.
Uh-huh.
A little behind the scenes here.
Okay. Right.
And then we would have three different things available to play.
Oh, so I was that like, sounds
oh,
fantastic.
Great. I was like, okay, great, because our cameraman, Carlos, said, oh, yeah, I'll have it done by Saturday night or Sunday. So I was like, okay, great. I said, if you don't have time, email it to me and I'll do it, but just let me know. So I kept expecting to get an email from him, and I did. Last night at midnight, he sent the raw, unedited files.
That's not handy.
So I found those this morning. I was like, well, that seems like the worst. That was not one of the options.
Mm. It brings me agony and sadness and dread.
I'm on board with this guy now.
Send it to me so I can edit it or edit it. But
all right.
So I don't know exactly.
So we don't know what we got.
We have Doug Benson. I know we talked to Doug Benson for a while.
Oh, I love Doug. Okay. Fantastic.
On the Viceland bus.
Oh.
And it was happy hour.
Oh,
so
we had all that going on.
Okay.
And then we went on the convention floor and we talked to everybody down there at Comic-Con, everybody that was dressed up. So that was fun.
I saw that Princess Leia looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's,
Your eyes went somewhere in that picture, didn't they?
Didn't they?
Yeah.
I saw him from across the way. I was like, okay, I see the buns on the side of his head. So it's clearly Princess Leia. It was a dude.
Yeah.
And he was the best. He was the best.
Really?
Yeah, he really was.
All right.
We had a great time talking to him, but you may not hear it today. So we got that. We have.
We'll hear some things and other things
Tom
we won't
Cruise
hear today.
On the program today?
I don't think
really?
That's. I'm not sure.
Okay. That's crazy. We have Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a good show today.
Why do some people tune out?
It's a good question. You have stuff, Bean, or no? You have stuff?
What do you mean?
You said you had. Did you have information now?
No. Oh, I don't know anything.
No, I think Dave is still slapping.
He's still slapping.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know a thing.
Right. We should talk about some of this off the air.
Okay.
And we'll do that right now, and then we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. Like you might be one of us. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
We do
good work. But I know.
This is... Bad.
Guys, the show doesn't start till 6. This is all,
yeah,
this is all warm up.
Here's the problem. We're screwed from like 7 to 10. That's what's happening now.
What's going on with our producer?
Well, all I know is this morning, when I showed up to work on time, there was just Beer Mug.
Wow.
God bless him. Yeah. And let me tell you something. We pick on that Beer Mug, but the guy's a workhorse. He gets here and he does everything he can to try to keep the show running.
Yeah, agreed.
And he's here.
Agreed.
Which is step one.
Yeah.
Be here.
Yeah.
And poor Beer Mug is bleeding from the eyes and holding his ears because there is a sharp-pitched noise the likes you have never heard before, a high-pitched noise coming from Dave's desk.
Is it an alarm?
It's like... Imagine a fire alarm like in your ceiling.
Yeah, that's...
But instead of the pulsing beep, 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 it's just the beep.
Oh.
Beep. And then take that sound and turn it, make it higher. Higher, like kick it in the balls.
Oh.
That sound.
So really loud.
Really loud,
okay.
High-pitched piercing, and then add two knitting needles jammed into your ears.
Okay.
That's the sound.
Well, why doesn't Dave just turn it off?
Well, here's the thing. Beer Mug's running around desperately trying to find it, and I'm trying to find it because you can't work in that room. It's like some sort of torture device.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, it's coming from Dave's desk. You know what to do? And he's like, well, Dave's not here, but I'll call him. Beer Mug calls Dave and wakes him up.
Oh,
to ask the question, why is that noise coming from your desk?
Good.
And Dave says sleepily, it's the outlet, and hangs up.
It's the
and
outlet.
So Beer Mug says, he says it's the outlet. So he starts unplugging things randomly.
Oh,
if it doesn't stop. And then
Beer
Christine,
Mug, IT.
Christine shows up. She goes, oh, Dave's had problems with this before. It's that box thing. So Beer Mug unplugs the box thing. It's like a power source, big black electrical box. And it won't stop beeping.
Oh, my God.
After he unplugged it?
So like a guy like in a hazmat suit, he picks it up and carries it, and he's put it in one of the studios down the hall here and closed the door.
It's so quarantined.
Now it's quarantined.
No!
So the noise won't stop, but at least it won't be in the office where we're trying to work. That was thing one this morning. That was the mania in the room. And then everybody starts scrambling because nobody knows what the schedule's going to be.
Right.
Nobody knows what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying we're screwed.
That's good stuff.
Not my fault.
Just well, in this case,
I think in this case, it's.
I'm going to say
is.
Your fault.
Yeah. So.
All right. Look, no one's listening, you guys. Right. That's the good news.
In 4 minutes, when we go on the air, we're going to have it together. Yeah. We'll act like none of that happened.
Right. We're going to make it sound like the well-oiled machine that people expect. It is 5:56.
I can't hear you. I'm deaf from that sound. I can see your lips moving. I know something's supposed to happen now, but I'm not really sure what's going on.
Ralph is here with our first look at the show. Beat her on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean show.
It is a Monday morning, and as we do on every Monday morning, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Number one. As expected, Star Trek Beyond. $59.6 million made it number one this weekend.
Love that so much.
Pretty strong. I have
not. Oh, you saw Kevin?
Yep. Simon Pegg is great.
He is.
In everything.
He really is great. The Secret Life of Pets, still very strong. Did about $30 million at number two. Then there was a tie between Lights Out, the debut of that horror film, which just still looks terrifying to me.
Lights go out and they it was Taylor Swift. It's awful.
Ralph, that movie cost $5 million to make. What did it make this weekend?
It made $21.6 million and tied with Ghostbusters, which also made $21.6 million, which I'm assuming made cost more than $5 million
to
make.
I would guess that's true, yes.
Ice Age Collision Course was fifth. Finding Dory, The Legend of Tarzan. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party.
What does this happen every Monday where we go, what? We didn't know about this movie on Friday.
Yeah, this is, as you can imagine from the title, a
horror movie.
A horror movie. And a political documentary?
Look, there's nothing you can say about the Democratic Party at this point that is as bad as the actual news of what's coming out of the Democratic Party this week.
Right.
Whoops.
And The Infiltrator at number 10. So there you go. There's your top 10. Congratulations to Bobby Brown. He's a new dad.
Oh, man.
He had a baby daughter over the weekend. It's his third child with his wife, Alicia. They have a son, Cassius, and another son, Bodie. And he also has four other children from previous relationships.
Could Bodie be a whiter name? This is my son, Bodie.
Oh, look, when it comes to naming his kids, it's his prerogative, isn't it?
That's a good point.
Landon LaPrincia. That's my favorite name of his kids.
LaPrincia.
LaPrincia. Bobby Jr. Bobby Christina, of course. So, lots of kids for him, which is good. Right?
Sounds like more kids than maybe his income supports, too.
You think? And how about this Ben Higgins, huh? It's raining Ben.
What's up with him?
He was running for Congress. He was going to run as a Republican.
He was the
in his district in Colorado.
Bachelor,
he was the bachelor
last season.
That's right. It was Raining Ben.
So, is it still Raining Ben? Or no?
It's not.
Oh,
and it's not Running Ben either. He will not be running for the seat in Congress out of his district in Colorado. He made a statement on Friday saying, despite my best efforts, I recently received information that has made such a pursuit unworkable, which made Bean very interested. He was fascinated.
Right.
I need to know what that information is. What's going on?
Just that he's dull.
What would happen?
What could it be? Because he would know if he had skeletons in his closet. Are there any scandals that could be revealed that could torpedo his, you know, his campaign?
He doesn't have skeletons in his closet, Bean, but he also doesn't have a lot of money in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that was threatened because ABC said, you know what, you have this upcoming reality show called Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After that's going to be airing on Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we will pull the plug on that show if you run for
office. That's what happened is ABC got to him and said,
we own you. Stop
it. Okay, gotcha. Don't run for Congress. Gotcha.
Right. They also own the rights to his wedding for the next few years. Which means he and his fiance would have to forfeit the ability to have a wedding because they own it.
Gotcha.
Right.
And so he couldn't get married if he continued his campaign. So it just pretty much, they said, hey, stop it.
Isn't it weird?
Listen, TV boy.
So we're going to miss out on his brilliant political career?
We are. Sadly, he won't be there to lead us along with Donald Trump into making America great again.
So going on a reality TV show now is your job for the rest of your life, is being that person, sounds like.
I guess.
Pretty much.
And I'm guessing it's all there in the paperwork. I'm sure that contract has just got you up the yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to know what you're getting into.
He is a solid, solid person.
He is a solid, solid person. Today's celebrity birthday is Matt LeBlanc. Joey. He was How You Doing before Wendy Williams was How You Doing, right?
That's right.
He's like, how you doing? Not I'm doing. I like the first one better.
How
you doing? How you doing? I don't like that one. I'm like, how you doing? Nothing? We got nothing over there?
Nope.
I see a lot of heads looking at each other. I see you two looking at each other and whispering, and then a lot of heads shaking no, so I'm assuming there's no audio.
And we went on the air 2 minutes ago, so that sucks.
I told you, we're screwed today. From 6 to 10. An Iman, model Iman, also famously Mrs. David Bowie. 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are going to hook you up big time if you're a Suicide Squad fan today. We have passes to a K-Rock Advance screening of the film. And also, we're giving away a trip to New York City to see 21...
New York City!
New York City, indeed.
Oh, wow.
To see 21 Pilots.
All week.
Can't wait.
Last week, we were giving away tickets to see them in L.A. This week, giving away tickets to see them in New York. And the tie-in there, of course, is that 21 Pilots has that great new song, Heathens, on the Suicide Squad soundtrack. So we are all about the Suicide Squad. All the details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win on both contests coming up this morning on K-Rock.
Get a rope. It's the other part of that New York City.
It is. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we were in Comic-Con over the weekend, and Ralph and I had a great time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Together?
Sorry, yeah, we were just hanging out.
What's your name? Who are you again?
Kevin.
Oh.
Remember, yeah.
Oh, that guy who's dead to me.
Remember
That's
that?
Right. Now I remember.
Remember
yeah.
that
no,
great time
like,
that we had?
It sounded like Friday morning when you boys were broadcasting from Nerd HQ that everything was going great. Like, you guys were psyched to be there. The show went well. It was great to hang out with our friend Zachary Levi, mm-hmm. Who hosted us.
All that is true.
All that's true.
And then you guys were excited to go out and explore the convention, and you had the yacht party Friday night.
The yacht party. Oh, the yacht
That was
party.
The thing that you invited Kevin to, right?
That's right. Kevin was my plus one.
That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's cooler, Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns out I had no idea. I invited the worst plus one ever.
Oh. Kevin.
Well, I mean, here's what happened.
No. Here's what happened.
How do you know I was going to tell it wrong?
Because my friend Kevin Smith was hosting and throwing a party with IMDb.com on this big party yacht. Right in the harbor off the back of the convention center in San Diego. Beautiful location. And this party was going on. And Kevin said to me, would you please come to this thing? Because we're gonna be doing a big promotion for the movie Yoga Hosers, which is the movie Kevin and I made. Comes out in September. He said, we're going to be talking about that. I'd love to have you at the party. And then Kevin Smith and I, we're going to leave that party to go to a screening of Yoga Hosers that we're also having.
So, nice.
So he said, party starts at 7:30. Probably want to get there around 7:30 but we have to leave 9:30-ish. So if you want to enjoy the party, I'll be there at 7:30. So that's the backstory. So I say, okay. And then he said, here's your invitation. And I say, oh, plus one. I was like, oh, plus one. Who should I take to this thing? And I was like, well, you know, Kevin will be with me down there in San Diego, Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show. It might be fun to do something with him.
Sure.
Because, really, he stranded me at the Grammys, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's
things
relevant.
Change.
So
things have changed.
Yeah. I'm going to second chance.
I object.
Second
I
chance.
I object, Your Honor.
And so I say to him that morning, Friday morning, goes to show state of mind, Your Honor.
Okay.
Allowed.
So you can't be the judge.
I don't know.
So Friday morning, I said to Kevin, hey, you want to go party on a yacht? This will do enough potted boats. So I said, all right, Kevin, here's a sheet with the directions and the address on it, where to find the boat.
Oh, no.
Here's the sheet. See you there. So I at 6 o'clock, I say, maybe I should check in just to make sure. So I'm going to read you the text. And I tweeted, by the way, one of the texts that we'll be talking about. At 6:06, I sent him a text. I say, want to meet at the boat at 7:30? Yep. I get the text back. All right, at 6:13, I get the text back. Yep. So now, 6:14, I respond, cool. Now, here's what I know I have to do. My hotel is downtown. It's not near the convention center. So I understand I need to get ready, need to go, and I need to hoof it because there's no way to get anywhere in San Diego near
the
convention center.
Yeah, it's packed, obviously.
And all the streets are closed. The police literally have them closed. You cannot get anywhere. So I said, I'm not going to cab it. I'm not going to Uber it. I'm going to hoof it. I'm going to walk down to the water, and that's going to be about a half an hour, and it's hot. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give myself 35 minutes to get there. And I walk down there, and at 7:16, while I'm en route. I'm about a half a mile away from my location. I get the following text. And I've tweeted this out at Ralph Garman if you want to read it. I'm on the Bice bus 20 miles from you. I'm on the Bice bus now. I'm in my head.
What's
I'm thinking,
Bice
the Bice bus? How did he get on Bo Bice's tour bus?
American Idol contestant.
American Idol contestant Bo Bice. Why is Bo Bice performing down here?
How does Kevin even know him?
Why is Kevin hanging out with Bo Bice? I couldn't possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Followed by the next text, I could have the 815.
What?
I could.
Say it again.
I could have the. I could have the 815. Is the text I get. And I'm saying, what could I could have the 815 possibly mean? So I text back, you'll be there at 8:15? Question mark.
By the way, pretty good
yes.
guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't the boat gone then, or is the boat not
no,
leaving?
No, it's docked. It's docked. It's not a
cruise. It's docked. Okay. All yeah. right, so he can show up late and Lise can still be there, right?
Yeah. Yes, pedicab. Now, the oh, the pedicabs, P-E-D-I,
I know, but
sure. pedicabs are the one way to yeah. get around right. in San Diego.
Yeah.
But pedicab, is Tom Petty driving a cab now? Is there a guy with a bad attitude as the cab driver? I don't know who the pedicab is.
Just in a bad mood.
So then I just say, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So now,
now if, oh, right there now, when uh-huh. I get the word dude from Ralph, now I know, oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Well, you're 20 miles away.
Yeah, how did that happen, Kevin? You knew you had a 7:30 date. How did you end up 20 miles away 15 minutes before that?
You want to explain that, Kevin?
Yeah. I was on the Vice bus.
Oh,
right?
With a V. The,
you weren't on Bo Bice's bus?
No, I was not. It was Viceland.
Okay.
And they had a bus that they were driving around, mm-hmm. and I ran into Doug Benson. Mm-hmm. And so Doug Benson and I and Dave and Christine, we walked to the Vice bus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And on the Vice bus, it was happy hour.
Okay.
And there was plenty to drink. So
right.
I'm on the Vice bus, and I say about 20 minutes away, knowing that roads are going to be closed and whatever. Uh-huh. So I thought, I'm probably only 4 miles away, but it's probably going to take me 20 minutes. So that's what that was about. So then,
so
when
you meant 20 minutes, not 20
not
miles.
Not 20 miles.
But he wrote 20 MI.
Okay, gotcha.
Thinking that means
not
minutes.
20 MIN.
Well, I mean, the
oh,
N.
You're
I,
cute.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. Sure.
Deleted.
Sure.
The, autocorrect is not my
it
friend.
It deleted the N?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And it changed Vice to Vice.
Mm-hmm.
So autocorrect.
Because Vice
actually,
is a word.
You can actually look at your phone before you send it.
That's an option.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
Can?
Yeah, I know. Oh. I know.
So now I'm at 7:30. I'm standing there at the boat. I'm at the dock. And
with the corsage.
And it's hot. And it's
and a rose.
It's hot. And there's a line of people, and the line's getting longer because I can't jump in the line because I can't get in line to go on there yet. So I at 7:36, I get the idea. I say, you know what I'll do? I'll just go on board, and then I'll come off when Kevin gets there, and then I will walk him in as my
sure. Partner. Perfect answer.
So I go to the woman, and I say, can I please have my ticket, please? My plus one's coming. I'm going to come off the boat, and I will walk in. But oh, no, that's not how it works.
You, no off-seas.
You either go on and you stay on, yeah, but you're not getting back on and off the boat. And if you want to get on, I can't give you a ticket until your plus one gets here, if you want to bring a plus one. So now I'm the guy.
Kevin!
I'm like, do I get to go on board mm-hmm. and have mm-hmm. the party? Or now do I have to stand here on the wait? Do I have to wait by the dock of the bay?
Oh, I think you know
the classic songs. And so I sat there, and I waited.
Nice of him, right?
Too nice, some might say.
Some might say.
He texts, if you want to get on without me, that's cool. I'll Kevin my way instead. And I don't know what that meant. I got another text that read, in. So I guess he meant he'll Kevin his way in.
Oh,
instead.
I thought he was in then.
No,
like he got
wasn't
past
in the party.
You somehow.
Oh, that would have been so funny. Ralph, where are you? I'm on the boat.
So I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I get this text. All the streets are closed.
What? During Comic-Con?
Walking. And I text back, shocking. Who could have seen that coming?
All right, in my defense, though, I had seen what streets are closed
uh-huh.
because I had been there Thursday night and all day Friday, so mm-hmm. I knew that there were some streets closed, but not all of them were closed.
Right.
So I got an Uber to pick us up from the Vice bus, and he started taking me to where I was supposed to meet Ralph, and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. And he even said, like, oh, that street wasn't closed earlier today. Oh, that street wasn't closed earlier. So they closed a bunch of different streets.
That's why Ralph walked.
Yeah.
So
I knew they'd be closing streets
at
this Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So what time did you finally get on the boat, Ralph?
8:30.
Oh.
An hour later, Kevin and I are there. And the good news is there's no line to get on the boat because
sure.
everybody who was going to be at the party is already on the boat.
Sure. Drinking, having fun.
Drinking, having fun. So we did actually get on the boat, and I...
First, I walked right past Ralph and didn't see him.
Yeah. And he's walking past the boat, too, by the way. just down the wharf. I'm like, yo, Kevin!
I was in a hurry.
This big boat right here. This is where we're going.
I was in a hurry to get to my friend Ralph, because he was mad at me.
Right. So he came back, and we finally did get on, And I was able to power slam about 1,000 drinks. I was like, God, I'll go to the bar. I'll see you later. Double fisting it. And then around 9 o'clock, I
here's what I love about this story so much. And you made reference at the beginning to the time that Kevin burned you at the Grammys, where he left you walking through.
Again, you're on irrelevance.
No, this is relevant.
Oh.
You left Ralph in a tuxedo walking through very dodgy neighborhoods near USC at midnight. Okay. Because you stranded him there. Yeah. Okay. So Ralph was burned about that for years.
Right.
And he finally got to the point where he said, you know what? It's time for trust. It's time for second chances.
Yes.
It's time.
People change.
People change, right? He's 15 years older now.
Right. He's better. He's smarter.
He's stronger.
What are you basing that on?
He's more responsible.
He's tanned. He's rested. He's ready.
So I'm going to reach out for the first time in 15 years and do something with Kevin. And this time, there's no way he'll burn me.
Right. Because here I am. I'm extending the olive branch. I'm taking him to a really cool party on a boat.
Yeah. That's something I would never see again, is going with Ralph to anything. Because I had burned him so badly. So I was excited to go to the boat.
Party on a boat. Me and Kevin are going to have some cocktails, a little off-duty bonding time.
Sure.
See you at 7:30? Yep.
God damn
it. I could have the 815.
And I tried the... If I left you at the Grammys 15 years ago, fool me once.
Sure.
Right? So this is sort of on you.
Yeah. Kevin said, when we got on the boat, he said, God. You know, you should have seen this coming, really. He said, this is really
how
your fault.
How did you not punch him in the face at that point?
That's a valid question.
Yeah. There was a moment where I was going to toss him overboard, but I thought, that would be bad form.
No one would have blamed
you. My friend's hosting the party. I don't want to murder someone at his party.
I think it went well overall, though, huh?
Yeah.
No, we had some fun, didn't we?
I could have V815.
Kevin talks to Doug Benson at Comic-Con on the Vice bus, apparently.
Viceland bus.
Oh, is that what it ended up being instead? We're going to hear the interview that it was so important that he missed the party. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in Carrick. First, though, it's Monday morning. I think you know what that means. We go right to the newsroom at our good friends at TMZ.com. In for Harvey today, our old friend Dax Holt. Hey, Dax.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
How was your weekend, man?
It was good. Nice, relaxing. I had a nice weekend.
Good. I always get the sense that you TMZ guys are never unplugged. Like, your job is to always be paying close attention to anything that's going on in the world in case you need it for the site.
It is kind of true. It is honestly very true. If there's something's going down, we got to, you know, email it in, call it in, whatever the case is.
Well, let's start with Calvin Harris back in the news. He's been very busy on your site lately. What was he up to over the weekend?
I mean, I love this. This is probably my favorite story over the weekend. But, you know, there's been a lot of drama between Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift, and then Taylor Swift and Kim and Kanye. And so it was basically Taylor Swift's worst nightmare this weekend, because Calvin Harris and Kim Kardashian met up with each other, hung out at a party, took photos together because it was Jennifer Lopez's 47th birthday in Vegas at Caesars. And the two of them posed down for a photo, and I'm thinking, Taylor Swift must want to just crawl in a hole right now.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Hanging out, probably talking about what went down over the last 2 weeks, about all the drama. I'm guessing, you know, that had to be a part of their conversation, right?
It had to be.
Avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. They have both been blasting her on social media over the last week. Now, I was curious about this, Dax. Do we know that they knew each other, or did they just conspire because, you know, the enemy of my enemy, that old thing?
I think, well, you know, obviously Jennifer Lopez's birthday was there, and then they see each other at the party, and they take a photo together, which I love, because just because you're at a party with someone doesn't mean you have to take the photo with them.
Oh, it was intentional. There's no question it was intentional.
Absolutely.
And it should have been, by the way.
It was probably planned out, the whole thing. You know, we'll have J-Lo in between us, so it doesn't look like it's just us two, but let's take this photo, put it out there, make sure Taylor sees it, and the internet obviously went crazy over it.
Do you love it, or is it petty and childish? Or
I
both.
All of the above.
All of the above.
It's great. You know, Iggy Azalea was there, Cristiano Ronaldo. A lot of people went to this birthday party.
Well, you know, 47's a big one. You really got to blow it out when you get to that age.
There's not good or bad, being there's just entertaining.
I understand.
So this helps the entertainment value.
On a more somber note, Cat Williams back in the news, and it never seems like he shows up on TMZ for anything good.
was that? It's like one arrest after another. But he was arrested for misdemeanor battery over the weekend. Basically, he was at a the Sportsman's Lodge in Sherman Oaks on Sunday morning, and there's one of the employees there. That,
he's rolling deep,
isn't he,
Dax? Hold on, hold on. It was Sunday morning, and he was at Sportsman's Lodge. Right there, you've got problems.
I don't make this stuff up. It's all real.
I mean, at least if it were football season, you could go, okay, maybe he was there watching a game or something. But why else would you? Did they have a great brunch or something?
I have no idea.
All right.
So he allegedly attacked some one of the waitresses there. That was her claim. Cops showed up. There were some visible minor injuries on the woman, and then he was immediately arrested, taken in, and then, yeah, like I said, a misdemeanor battery was charged. His bail was set for $20,000. He did end up posting bail yesterday afternoon around 6:30 p.m.
Is the waitress not talking? Do we not know what the problem was? I said over easy.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Well, I mean, look, when it's a relationship, domestic battery, you go, well, at least these people have things to fight about. What kind of a fight can you get into with a waitress? That's what I'm confused by.
But that's what we've said this about Kat all the time. We're like, why are you getting in fights with all these people?
Fighting
like,
little
kids. What are you doing that's like that deems it necessary to get in a fight with everyone you run into?
I would guess drinking is the answer to that question.
I think he's got mental issues, too.
That's possible.
He's way deep.
It's like you can go through an entire gallery of all these mugshots that we've like all of these mugshots compiled into a massive gallery now. I mean, the guy needs to stop.
Yeah. And he's not really even known for comedy anymore. Like, when was the last time he even did a gig that people talked about because it was funny?
No one. No. Like, we really don't cover him for anything other than, like you said, arrests at this point.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that, Dax. A lot of great stuff up on the site, as always, TMZ.com. Look for the OG show on Fox at, all throughout the day on Channel 11 and TMZ Live at 4 p.m. on Fox as well. TMZ Sports airs Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, get your tickets for the TMZ tour at TMZ.com as well. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you soon, Dax. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Comedian actor Adam Ray in studio with us here this morning. He, of course, on the new revamped Mad TV and also one of the stars of Ghostbusters. Looking forward to that. And a trip to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden. That is coming up today on The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
So you heard the story of me standing up Ralph, unfortunately, for the party. The reason that happened, my day was going along perfectly fine on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I got Doug Benson'd.
Oh.
And when you run into Doug Benson, it changes whatever direction you were going. Now you're going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on the Viceland bus, and he may or may not have had something to smoke.
Hmm. Doug?
Doug, right? Shocking, right?
Yeah.
And I may or may not have a beverage.
You?
Yes. So we sat down, and I got to interview him, and I haven't heard this yet, so I'm very fascinated to hear my interview with Doug Benson from Comic-Con. So your Comic-Con weekend has been how?
What it's been. You how? Done? How has it been?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. another thing to clip in the reel of you saying dumb things. It's been great. I think you're just probably a little high right now because I've been sitting here blowing it in your
it's
face.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
You've done the panel.
I love it down here. I'm from San Diego originally, and so I went to Comic-Con when I was a kid, and it was like just over in the other tiny convention center, the old one, and it was, you know, maybe 500 people or something.
And now today you're at Hall H.
Today I did a thing at Hall H, also for 500 people, because it was later in the day, and a lot of folks had left, but still an honor. And tonight, I'm glad that I'm just chilling out in the Viceland bus getting high right now because I'm a little nervous about what I have to do tonight.
What are you doing tonight?
I have to make love to Charlize Theron. No, I am the opposite of that. I'm a nerdy thing called Screen Junkies Movie Fights where I have to...
Oh, you have to battle it out.
I have to argue with somebody about a movie topic.
Do you know who your opponent is?
I do. I mean, they told me, but I forgot the dude's name, but he sounds awesome. But the category is movies you should never watch stoned.
Movies you should never watch stoned.
Yeah, so what's the worst movie to watch stoned? Which I already have a problem with the question because movies are still when you're stoned, and scary movies are scary. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't... Being stoned doesn't...
It doesn't hurt
any movie. It
doesn't
help a movie enough to make you watch garbage and like it. Right. You know what I mean? You still have opinions and taste, and you might even get bored easily if you're a stoner that has a fast-moving mind. You know, you get a little too high, and you're just sitting there going, I cannot concentrate on this movie about chess. You know?
If you're not going to drink that, hand it to me.
I am going to drink it, okay. But as you can see, I'm doing the lion's share of the talking, because I did the lion's share of the weed, and now the Trump brothers are going to shoot me and slump me over their shoulder, because I'm a lion.
You've gotten noticeably higher.
You haven't answered my question.
Getting on the bus.
You haven't noticed my
question. Well, you answered it before you gave me a chance to, which is that no movie is made better.
Well, I think it's a bunk question. But you know when somebody says, would you rather, and you have to pick one, even though you're like, those two scenarios are not ever going to occur. Why do I have to even think about it?
I feel like anything from David Lynch is weird enough without
right?
me.
Right? So like Blue Velvet, there's a cocktail
yes,
for you.
Blue Velvet.
Yeah, Blue Velvet would be a good one.
Lost Highway. Say.
Yeah, no, that'd be a complete bummer when you're
not. Weird on its own.
Yeah. No, those are better. But but my opponent, you get to know what your opponent picked.
Oh, ahead of time.
Yeah. And my opponent, in the first rounds, if you advance to the further rounds, then you know less as you go along.
Right.
But early on, you get some time. You know, I've had some time to think about this. I should be doing some homework instead of getting high on a bus.
What's your opponent's pick?
Requiem for a Dream. There is not a more f***ed up movie than that to watch.
I can see that.
That's
a good choice.
That is a fantastic choice.
Yeah. So you lose.
And I blew it. I blew it hard. Because
did you have a choice?
I thought
you
was so smart with my choice.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had the best choice in the world. Then later it dawned on me, it should be a movie that's just hard to watch anyway.
Right.
Like Schindler's List would be no fun.
It wouldn't. That's no fun no matter what.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't make it like, oh, I'm high so I can, this isn't as bad.
No,
you know, it's still horrible. So that would have been a good choice.
Well, maybe stick with that. Does he know what you
But here's what I went with. I bet you it's something you haven't even seen. Because you're a real, you like just a good old-fashioned action, you know, special effects movie.
I do like a lot of that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I bet you haven't seen this movie.
What?
The Tree of Life.
No. That just sounds like a terrible movie.
I'm just telling you, it is the weirdest movie. One minute it's a domestic drama with Brad Pitt and a kid. And what's her name that's in everything. And then, next thing you know, there's dinosaurs and stuff. And a lot of lava. And
but if you pick that movie, aren't you going to have to explain it?
A lot of crazy imagery.
Aren't you going to have to explain it to everybody? Because they haven't seen it?
Well, you know, it's going to be a film nerd crowd. So they're going to get the reference, but they also probably all love the movie. That's why I thought it'd be funny to argue for that, because it's like the audience is going to be against me. But then he picked the perfect movie.
Yeah.
If he'd have just picked some random thing that, like, oh, yeah, that would be bad high, like The Exorcist, or, you know, that would be bad, but it wouldn't. Most movies don't get scarier because you're high.
Right.
In my opinion. Unless it's a movie about, like, it's just constant people banging on doors and saying, come out of there.
Just paranoia.
Yeah. Just all scenarios where I could just see myself in that situation. And like in surround sound in the theater, like it sounds like somebody's really pounding on the wall. Yeah, that would freak me out.
Can I tell you a funny story? We were in Amsterdam and we were super high. And one of our buddies was in a hotel room. And he came in the next day completely exhausted. And he said, I was so paranoid that the Nazis were going to kick in the door. He expected Hitler to come through the door. He was that high.
That's a very special kind
all
of high.
Night.
Yeah, I dream of being that high someday.
He slept
because I've never hallucinated or, you know, Hitler. Like, I've never seen a dead person or even his army. So I'm going to lose in the first round, and then at least then I don't to do two more rounds of arguing with people about stuff I'm not really passionate about arguing about in the first place.
With that attitude, you're going to lose.
You know what I mean? But when you pick, I like apples, I like oranges. All right, let's go have lunch. You know, like what more is there to argue?
And weed doesn't make it better just because it's a bad movie.
Yeah, and weed doesn't help me in these movie fights because I'll think of a brilliant.
This isn't training.
I'll think of a brilliant thing to say, and then a few seconds later, I'll be, oh, now I had such a good argument. You know, when the other person, like being in a debate when you're high is tough, because the other person will say 50 things, and the 12th thing he said was like, oh, I've got a good burn, I got a good comeback on that, and then he says a million other things, and you just totally lose track of a great line, and it may never come back, or it may come. Have you ever done like radio high?
You just described my entire life. Thank you, Mr. Doug Benson.
Thanks for having me, dude.
I mean, seriously, we're still friends, though, right? It doesn't hurt anything.
I could have the 815.
guys will hang out again in another 15 years, Kevin. It'll be fine.
Hey, Monday morning. Saying, hey, Kevin's talking like Shakespeare. I could have thee, 815. It's like, wow, he just suddenly got very theatrical.
Somebody does need to invent some sort of filter that can translate Kevin into English.
Right. You need to be able to plug in Kevin, and then they'll give you English on the other side.
I like it. All right. 6:54 Monday morning. We're back on the air, unfortunately, say the listeners, but here we are with another show. And Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I'm glad that you kept me waiting for an hour for that interview. A stoned guy and a drunk guy talking to each other about movies that nobody's seen.
I told Dean.
That was worth it. I was glad I was sitting sweating on the dock of the bay waiting for you to show up for an hour because we got that.
I told Dean Omar's editing that interview, and I really don't remember much of it, so I have no idea what it's like. Mm-hmm. So, good times.
Well, you really hammered home that it doesn't matter what movie it is as long as you're stoned.
That's right.
15 times. We got that. Oh, Kevin.
Well, did good work.
We're all just having fun, right?
Yes.
We were.
Yeah.
We were.
It's Monday, so we're looking at the top 10 movies at the box office. Star Trek Beyond. $59.6 million made it number one.
Is that a lot for that movie?
They were guesstimating it would make around $60 million. So
really?
It seems to be pretty much on target with their expectations. Kevin saw it.
It was great.
And you're not a Star Trek fan, per se.
Yeah, right? I like, but don't love. But it was great.
Yeah.
Best use of sabotage by the Beastie Boys ever.
Sabotage.
Yeah. Sabotage.
Sabotage. I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
It was really good.
Sabotage. Yeah.
I loved it. Yep.
Sabotage.
Okay.
I don't say sabotage.
Right.
Do you have that, Bean? Do you have that, William Shatner?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, you have line 193 again with sabotage and sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
See? Don't mess with the chat.
Strange response.
Don't mess with the chat. Secret Life of Pets was second with $29.3 million. Then a tie between Ghostbusters and Lights Out, each of those making $21.6 million. Ice Age Collision Course was number five. Finding Dory, The Legend of Tarzan, which, by the way, just did huge numbers overseas this weekend. It's the number one film in Europe right now.
So
They're going to make their money back on that film. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates was eighth. Hillary's America was ninth. And then The Infiltrator at number 10. Great news coming out of Comic-Con over the weekend. Maybe you've seen some of the new trailers that dropped, like the Justice League trailer, which I found very heartening. If that's a thing.
Great.
The opposite of being disheartened, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it looks really good. And I'm not one who has, up to this point, enjoyed a lot of recent DC films. But Justice League looks very fun. Wonder Woman trailer looks terrific. Other films that showed some teaser footage over the weekend. The next Guardian of the Galaxy film.
Sweet.
Got a great reception at the Marvel panel over the weekend. And they made a cool announcement that Disneyland we'll be getting a Guardians of the Galaxy ride next year. Kevin Feige, head of Marvel Studios, took a moment at the Comic-Con to announce the details. The ride will be in the space previously occupied by the Tower of Terror at Disney's California Adventure starting next year. They're going to take over that space.
I love Tower of Terror.
Why do you love that?
Because you don't know when it's going to drop, and you're like, what? And then all of a sudden it drops. That's fun.
But you know that's the ride. You know you're getting on the elevator. That's what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
So it's fun once.
True. It's a great point. Looking forward to this new ride.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Speaking of geek stuff, Katie Cassidy, of course, played Black Canary on Arrow, was killed off during the most recent season. But that's the beautiful thing about being in a comic book property. You don't stay dead for long. She just signed a deal to appear on the other series in the CW network, including Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash. No word on how this will work, but she's going to be coming back from the dead. Time travel.
All right.
Some sort of time travel. And talking about Star Trek, at Comic-Con on Saturday, CBS rolled out a preview for the new Star Trek TV series that's going to be featured on CBS All Access, their online subscription service. It's called Star Trek Discovery. That's the name of the new ship that will be exploring the cosmos, the USS Discovery, from Starfleet, and so it'll be a brand new crew and a brand new ship and a brand new Star Trek for people to get on board with. So,
will there be any kind of interaction with any of the characters we know from Star Trek?
They did not give a lot of details out regarding this series. For example, like Next Generation, for example, took place in a distant future beyond even the original Star Trek. So I'm not sure what time frame this crew will be exploring and whether it'll be simultaneous with Next Generation or whether it'll be years past that as well.
Right.
So maybe some of the Next Generation crew may show up as older Starfleet members. It's all kind of up in the air now, so we just know a little bit more than we did before. But they showed the ship at Comic-Con, and it looks amazing. The footage of the ship in dry dock coming out looks really cool. So, good geek stuff over the weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars born on today, July 25th. Chantel Van Santen. She's 31.
She was Patty
on The Flash. She was Barry Allen's love interest, who worked as the CSI alongside of him at Central City PD. If you watch The Flash, you know what I'm talking about. She's beautiful. And she's no longer on the show, and I'm very sad. 31 years old today. Iman, the model and wife of David Bowie, is 61. Matt LeBlanc, or LeBlanc, is 49. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Chip, you saw that band right there Thursday night and Friday night?
Wednesday and Friday. Don't get crazy.
Oh, sorry. Wednesday and Friday. Okay.
Two nights in a row.
Come on, don't be dumb.
Did they deteriorate a great deal in that 48 hours, or did they still bring it on Friday?
They're still pretty good.
Huh.
Okay. I know you'd be surprised.
Imagine that.
It's an odd question if they lost everything in 2 days.
Just glad to see they still got it. Love The Offspring. Hey, Ralph, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the Kevin DeBeach here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Adam Ray from Ghostbusters coming up next hour. Your trip to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden at 9 o'clock. Glad you're here, Ralph, and here's why.
Why?
We've been talking for years now, ever since the ascendancy of these Marvel movies, that it seems like we're living in a comic book universe. You got all those shows on the CW. It seems like every day there's another announcement of another comic book property that is being turned into some sort of new media.
Yes.
And we're I'm not a geek, and I don't know a lot of these things, and they're news to me when they come out. Like when Guardians of the Galaxy was announced, never heard of it.
You were not familiar with Rocket Raccoon.
No idea.
You did not know who Groot was.
I did not. No. I mean, and that's a perfect example of a property that had laid dormant, I assume, for decades, right?
Well, it was still in the comics. People were still reading it.
Right. But what I'm saying is it was there waiting to be turned into a blockbuster franchise. And I didn't even know about it. And it seems like they're going back and they're looking for so many other things to turn into movies and TV shows. Like, for instance, the big announcement over the weekend was that Brie Larson is now officially – it came out at Comic-Con – is officially going to be Captain Marvel.
Right.
Who's Captain Marvel?
Carol Danvers.
Right.
Former Air Force pilot.
Duh.
Right?
Come on, Bean. Try and stay up with us.
It's cosmic powers. Come on.
So
cosmic powers.
You're pleased about this, Captain Marvel?
Very much so. She's a great character, and it's going to be a great female-led action film, which there is not enough of. And I think what the point you're trying to make is that both DC and Marvel, the major comic book companies, have deep benches. They've got decades and decades of characters who aren't necessarily household names now, like your Batmans, your Superman, Spider-Man, Captain America, names we all recognize even if you're not a comic book fan. They have deep benches. They've got B-list and C-list and D-list players that may not be famous now, but are great characters with fascinating stories and looks and powers that make for great pop culture entertainment.
And Captain Marvel, to you, looks like one – it's about time, right? Like – finally.
Absolutely, yes. She's been a great character for a while, and I think she will be a great addition to Marvel's on-screen presence, absolutely. And although, you know, even the hardest core fans, though, we're looking at Guardians of the Galaxy saying, really? They're going there before? And then everyone had a list of names that they thought would get a comic book movie before they would. I mean, they're pretty far down on the list of popular characters.
That's
that
what I'm
has.
Thinking. But then Guardians of the Galaxy comes out, and that was, you know, the biggest movie of the year.
Absolutely. Doctor Strange is another example. A lot of people aren't familiar with Doctor Strange, but we all saw the new footage with Benedict Cumberbatch over the weekend here at Comic-Con, where that film looks like it's going to be amazing. Now, those of us who are hardcore comic fans that love that character for a while, But it's really cool to see him finally getting on the big screen.
Are there a lot of characters that we're not familiar with if we don't read all the comics that could be big screen movies?
Absolutely.
I assume so.
And also on television. Like the Atom, for example, was not a very well-known character. But now Brandon Routh is playing him on Legends of Tomorrow. And it's a character that a lot of DC fans have loved for years. So it's just great to get these smaller players in the comic book universes getting their chance to shine. Because, like I said, it's such a phenomenon now. There's such a demand for these films that they are digging deep into the catalogs of these companies and coming up with really cool characters.
All right.
Matter Eater Lad, right? He's going to get a
movie. Well, I don't know that Matter Eater Lad.
See, that's a good example of maybe not.
Oh, I would love a Matter Eater Lad movie. He goes around just eating matter. Anything. He can eat anything. A rock. What do you got? A car? He can eat it and get it out of the way. Very useful power.
You do remember, Ralph, how much Kevin used to make fun of Ant-Man when you first started talking about Ant-Man. And then it ended up being a great movie.
That was a great movie.
He made fun of The Flash.
Really?
Oh, what's his power? He can run fast? That's a superpower? He just goes real fast?
You're making stuff up
you
now.
You made fun of The Flash.
Stop it.
And now it's one of the hottest television shows on TV.
And one of Kevin's favorites.
And I love it.
And is going to be in the Justice League movie, another version of The Flash as well. There'll be two Flashes living
in
the world.
Let me ask you this, Ralph, and maybe this is a great question for
just
our audience
fast
as well.
It's stupid.
Just as there were people who were longtime diehard Ant-Man fans, and they finally had their day.
Yes.
I'm interested in the movie that hasn't been made yet, the movie or TV show that hasn't been made from a character that you love. Like, for instance, Silver Surfer comes to mind for me. That was a character I was super into when I was young.
Right.
Silver Surfer. There hasn't really been the big screen Silver Surfer lately, has there?
Except for the Silver Surfer movie with the Fantastic Four that was out a couple years ago.
Right. But I mean, Silver Surfer as his own thing.
He has not had a standalone film, no. He's only appeared with the Fantastic Four in the sequel to that film.
Who's on your list, Ralph, that you can't wait for them to finally get around to doing something with? A character you've always loved, and now it's time.
Wow.
And that's going to be the question for you, the audience, too, at 1-800-520-1067. This is the character that you have been waiting for them to finally get to once they get past everything else.
I would like to see a TV or movie version of Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
This thing
it is.
Plastic Man, yes. Plastic Man's a hero that's been around since the 40s. DC property that no one really... has been a short-lived animated cartoon series for kids. But I would love to see a straight-up live-action TV or movie about Plastic Man. He can stretch. He can change his body into any shape. He can turn into things. And he used to be a bad guy, and now he's a good guy. Eel O'Brien is his real name. And he wears those funny goggles, and he's funny. He's like the Deadpool of DC. He's a smart aleck. He's funny. And he's cool. And I think the visuals of him stretching and turning into a giant bouncing ball and turning into a mailbox and whatever he wants to turn into, that would be fun to see on the screen. Hmm.
And he is different from Elastic Man?
First of all, there is no Elastic Man.
Oh, there isn't.
So, yes,
there's Elastic Lad. He's different than Elastic Lad. Okay. And he's different from the Elongated Man.
Although I would also
like to see the Elongated Man movie with his wife, Sue Dibney, and have them fight crime and solve mysteries together.
Is Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong's a toy. Not even in the comic books. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But I have one.
Have they made Aquaman yet? Or are they still talking about that?
Aquaman will be in...
Where he controls the fish?
He'll be in the Justice League movie.
Okay.
And he, by the way, is more than just controls fish, Kevin. He rules the oceans.
That's what I meant. Rules the oceans.
By controlling fish.
No, and he's also super powerful. And if you saw the Justice League trailer, you know that he's a badass. And he almost kicked Bruce Wayne's ass. Although Bruce Wayne does say to him in the trailer, Ben Affleck says, "So I hear you talk to fish." So that was
you know who I like?
Who do you like, Allie?
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a utility belt.
Right.
She keeps nuts in there.
So she's never without a nut?
No, and
that's
she's a friend
power?
Named Tippy Toe.
Is Allie having a laugh, or is this a real character?
No, Squirrel Girl is for real.
Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel Girl is like a cult favorite. There's a ton of Squirrel Girl fans
out
there. And I think you could... She just hardly rules.
She rules so hard.
What does she do? Does she command the squirrels?
Yes, she can communicate with squirrels.
Oh, she doesn't do it telepathically. She just understands them. But she's got this amazing agility, and she's got these claws.
She's got the power of a squirrel.
She's amazing.
Yes. Hmm.
She's the best.
All right.
And she, like I said, she has a utility.
Let's take one before the break. It's going to be Lauren. He's in Moreno Valley. He's online, too. He's up first on the Kevin and Bean Show. So, again, the question is, who's the character, the comic book or sci-fi character that you love that they still have haven't developed. They haven't turned it into a movie or TV show, and you're waiting for your day.
So Lauren, you're looking for the comic book wish list? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, comic book wish list. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Lauren, who says you?
I would say The Question.
The Question. Oh, such a great character.
Yes.
The Question.
The Question.
The Question.
Because he can ask people questions, mm-hmm. and then they can't answer, and they just get frozen in
and
time.
And his secret identity, Mark.
He has no face.
Yeah, that's questionable.
No, he has no face.
Oh.
Okay.
How cool is a guy with no face?
Well, does he have power?
How does he see?
Does he fight evil?
How does
Lauren,
he talk?
What does The Question do
have
in
no
your,
face?
In your memory, Lauren?
I'd say he's a better detective than Batman.
Yeah.
He's
and a conspiracy nut.
He's a detective, and he is a faceless. He is The Question. He asks the question, so he is the one who gets to the bottom, gets to the truth of all
how, with no
of
mouth.
The underworld. You don't understand.
Well, he doesn't
he
have
has
a
no face.
Face.
How's he asking questions?
Because it's a mask of
it's a mask.
It's a flesh-like substance that he has on his face. So not only does he have no face, but he can also change his face into anyone's face.
Please be exasperated by my questions.
I am. You're exhausting me because The Question rules.
All right,
Steve,
Lauren,
go.
Sounds like Ralph is in on The Question as well.
Question.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jacob, you hang on. Felix, Brendan, Matt, Jeff, Trey, we'll get to as many as we can. Who's the comic book wish list that you have? We'll take your calls next on the World Famous K-Rock. Talking about your comic book wish list, the character they have not yet turned into a movie. This is an appropriate conversation to be having right after Comic-Con weekend,
sure.
where so much news was announced about upcoming features. But for instance, here's a perfect example, Ralph, and this is why I'm glad we're taking calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Yes.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
That's a TV show, right?
Yes. Legends of Tomorrow is not an existing comic book property, but what they did was geniusly took a bunch of lesser characters from the DC Universe and put them together as sort of like in a Magnificent Seven kind of way and banded them together to fight Vandal Savage, who is a legendary DC villain. So it all kind of came together perfectly.
So in other words, there's somebody out there who's like, thank God Stargirl is going to be on my TV. It's about time Commander Steel, Vixen, Dr. Midnight, and Obsidian are going to be shown.
Yes, they are adding a lot of the Justice Society to that show. So we're going to get to see Dr. Midnight. Hourman has already made an appearance. Rex Tyler, right? TikTok, you know me.
Good old hour, man.
Yep. And so, Stargirl's being
issue, but only in 60 minutes.
Obsidian, a lot of the Justice Society is being added to League of Legends of Tomorrow, and it's just going to be awesome.
All right, let's start with Matt. He's on Line 5. He's in HB. He's calling about one that I'm getting a lot of love for on social media as well this morning. Matt, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show, my friend. Who's on your comic book wish list?
Intergalactic bounty hunter Lobo.
Lobo is a classic cult favorite character from the DC Universe, absolutely. And he would be a great movie, you're right.
Yeah, especially now that they've made Deadpool, I think they've kind of broken that ceiling as far as rated R movies, because if they made a PG-13 movie, it obviously wouldn't do him justice.
Yeah, Lobo would have to be R-rated, you're right. He's a foul-mouthed, cigar-smoking, badass biker. Space biker, basically.
I'm in on Lobo.
And he's very cool.
Okay.
Good
great
choice,
call.
Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Let's go to line one. Chatsworth. It's going to be Jacob. He's next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jacob.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know what? It's not a comic book character, but I think Ralph should definitely agree on this one. They need to do the series Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to see all the different incarnations of the characters they could come up with?
Oh, man. And then the good part is then they'd be able to introduce all the other characters. I mean, they'd be able to introduce Guardians. They'd be able to introduce, I mean, because that's where the Flash died until he was reborn, which is what they're doing with the Flashpoint in the new Flash in Season 3. So, I mean, it would just...
Right.
Yeah, exactly, Alex.
Ralph, what is the crisis?
You know, they
kind
of teased it in the first season of Flash when you see in the future in the newspaper, Flash disappears while saving the universe. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know. It's just, oh my, like that right there, Crisis on Infinite Earths, because then you could go Crisis, and then you could go to Final Crisis, and then Batman Rest in Peace, and then you can go into the Justice League.
Wow, take it easy, Jacob.
Okay. All right.
Jacob's just plotted out the next 20 years.
Jacob's going deep cuts.
Got the rest
this,
of his life
for
plan.
Sure, yeah. Crisis on Infinite Earth, Bean, to answer your question, is when DC, they had a bunch of different characters. Like, the characters from the 40s sort of existed in their own world, and the modern-day comic book characters existed in a different world. And sometimes they would cross over from universe to universe, sort
okay.
of. This,
I gotcha.
This was a long-form comic book arc that DC did that brought all of those different worlds together into one. And it was called Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Robert writes in, by the way, he's excited to see Power Girl and would like to have Christina Hendricks play her.
He's just saying that because Power Girl has the biggest cans of any female superhero in all of comics.
That's her power?
She has a big cutout uniform that she wears, so her cans are always on display. And every fanboy says, I want to see a Power Girl movie.
I will allow it.
Let's try the beans of the world want to see Power Girl.
Let's try Ian Venice, line 8, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah, I was thinking Alpha Flight, the Canadian superheroes. I mean, we need more Canadian representation in Smack anyway, so... Alpha Flight, they've got Puck and Sauce. Who's the Sasquatch?
Anyone tracking? Anyone following with where Ian's going here?
The last thing I understood was we need more Canadians.
Alpha Flight, the Canadian superhero represent.
Okay.
But I'm saying, good?
Yeah, that'd be interesting, I think. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, you win. We roll.
You had Luke Cage earlier as a contest question or something. He did a double comic with Iron Fist, and that sounds like a gay romance or something, so I don't know.
And they're both coming to Netflix, by the way. Luke Cage and Iron Fist are both coming to Netflix, along with...
Because of Jessica Jones?
And Daredevil.
They're because all you know that Squirrel Girl was the nanny of Luke Cage's granddaughter.
I feel like we already discussed Squirrel Girl.
Well, I'm just saying that could be a huge tie-in right there.
Tie them all together into the Defenders at
That's
one point.
That's what I'm saying.
On Netflix. That's not what you're
what
saying
Ali
at all.
Right away.
Not at all. That wasn't what you were saying at all.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Because Danielle Cage, his daughter, she was the nanny.
Right.
Squirrel Girl.
Let's go to Ray on 5. That's a genius idea. Ray's got a good one.
Hey, Ray.
Good morning.
Ray.
Good morning, guys.
Comic book wish list.
Nightwing.
Right.
Last year they were supposed to do Titans on TNT, and that got canceled.
Yeah.
So he can fly only at night?
No, Kevin. No, Nightwing is Dick Grayson, Robin the Boy Wonder, all grown up. He gives up that superhero identity when he becomes a man and takes on a new mantle called Nightwing, and it's a very cool superhero.
Is he his own superhero then?
Yeah, he kind of separates himself from Batman and goes off to on his own crime-fighting career once he grows up.
All right.
Wow. It's a great premise, and you can have all that backstory with the Robin and the Batman and Gotham City and stuff. That would be cool.
Well, get on this. Get on this, people that are out
come
there.
On.
Let's make some movies
Hollywood.
Here. Come
make
on now.
Movies.
We're giving you some great ideas here.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:39.
Well, listeners got their money's worth out of that one. Hey, Allie, you're going to be very excited this time tomorrow. Jake Weary's going to be in studio with us here on K-Rock.
Darren.
From Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Darren Cody.
I know you love that show.
I love it so much.
Good show. Also, the Bachelorette Report is going to be tomorrow. Later in the week, we'll talk to Justin Turner from the L.A. Dodgers and the beautiful actress Gillian Jacobs from Community, Girls, and the new Don't Think Twice movie. That's all this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Did you guys see that there's a moving food truck?
Yeah.
I see what they're trying to do here.
They're in Portugal, and apparently you have to earn... the food that you get from them by some type of exercise. You have to run a certain amount of distance before they'll give you a burrito.
Right.
Yes.
And if you want ketchup on your burger, you have to go even farther.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Maybe they make you do push-ups. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know exactly how it works, but...
It's a public service announcement, basically what it is. They took this food truck to the streets of Portugal, and it's an anti-obesity group that basically says, you want a hamburger? Here's how many calories are in that hamburger. Here's how much exercise you have to do to burn it off. So do the exercise first, and then you get the hamburger. And believe it or not... there are people who did not walk away from that. There are people who actually ran the mile to get the cheeseburger or whatever it was. So I had not heard of this before, but we asked Dave to do a little bit of research, and he says that it is spreading to our country. Here in Southern California, they're doing the same sort of thing, a fitness food truck. And I believe we have a spokesperson for the truck, Brick Rockhard, joins us on the Kevin Beach Show right now. Hey, Brick.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Well, we're doing fine. So, you all right? You exercising right now, Brick?
Of course I am.
Do we call it a bad time? Or?
It's chest and arm day.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. I can talk and flip.
So you're doing the same.
Ah, I'm so huge.
Okay. Watch. Okay, thank you for stopping for just a second. So you're doing what they're trying to do in Portugal, which is to point out, hey, there are consequences. You eat this food, you're going to get fat if you don't work out the same amount.
They're not going far enough in Portugal. That's the problem.
They're not.
So that's why here at SoCal, we've changed things up a little bit. Instead of a fitness food truck, we're getting a swole food truck where you have to get swollen huge if you want to eat.
What do you call your food truck?
Go truck yourself.
So how does it work? So what kind of foods are you offering, Brick?
We got everything. We got breakfast. We got lunch. We got dinner. We got protein shakes. You want it, you can have it here at Go Truck Yourself. But you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to get massive. You're going to have to get vascular. I want you to get swole. I want to get you an enormous before you start eating.
Okay.
And if you get enormous, then you can eat some of our food, which, by the way, is incredible.
So okay. Are you going to just go on site? Like, or are you going to measure people?
I'm in the truck right now.
Are you going to measure people to figure out if they're swole enough? How do we know if they're swole
enough?
Yeah,
what do you do if you're just average?
Oh, if you're just average, why don't you go eat a McDonald's, flabby boy? Our food truck is for swole guy. Here comes a swole guy now. What do you want, sir?
Okay.
Can I get a breakfast burrito?
Absolutely. Lift my truck!
What?
Oh.
Lift it!
You can't lift that.
Lift the truck!
I'm not lifting.
Get out of here!
Lift
no way!
Truck.
You don't deserve those
How many people could lift your truck?
Well, not so far, none.
Okay.
That's just for a breakfast burrito?
We have so many breakfast burritos here. We're kind of stocked up. We should have thought this out.
I am terrified to ask, but what if I wanted like a slice of pizza or something? What would that cost?
And we get the truck up to about 50 miles per hour, and you're going to catch me! Catch the truck! Don't truck yourself!
It sounds difficult.
I feel like you're not going to get rid of any of that item either.
We are so overstocked. It really is a nightmare. If things are going bad, it really started to smell poorly in here.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's time for us to not have to be all quite so swole.
Okay.
Or
not get swole.
Right.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
Like to be the first to wish you a happy 7/12 Christmas, if nobody has already said that.
Help me on this, please.
Jesus.
Help me on this.
Enjoy this blessed, beautiful holiday.
Bean came on first thing with this.
Well, because you like you do at the holiday season.
It's not the holiday season.
Well, it's 7/12 Christmas.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing, and it's a thing that's happening today. And I hope you get a little bit of the Christmas spirit
out of you.
In you, and this weak attitude out of you is what I hope. Just, I'm sending holiday blessings.
No, you celebrate the holiday at the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell him even half Christmas wasn't a thing, and he wasn't having that.
It's not.
But even if we stipulate that half Christmas is a thing, 7/12 is absolutely not.
You don't know, man.
Do you celebrate your 7/12 birthday? When it's,
no, that'd be ridiculous.
The day your birth date just falls on a different month? Did you celebrate that?
No. Why would you? That would be stupid.
Right, agreed.
Okay. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a very holiday Monday. 7:52. What's
God
going on?
Damn you.
Ugh. For a guy who celebrates Christmas all year long, you sure are a dour person most of the year.
Grinchmas, right?
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 Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. We do it every Monday morning. Star Trek Beyond debuted to $60 million this week.
That was so good.
Pretty strong. Secret Life of Pets came in at number 2. Still doing very well for itself with about $30 million. Then Ghostbusters and Lights Out tied with $21.6 million each. Ice Age Collision Course was 5th at the box office, debuted with $21 million. And Finding Dory, The Legend of Tarzan at number 7. Excuse me, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates at 8. Hillary's America at number 9. And then The Infiltrator at number 10.
No, absolutely fabulous at all on there.
It was in very limited release, just on very few screens.
Devastating.
So, Woody Allen's new film, Cafe Society, same situation. Limited release, just in 50 theaters. So, they did not make the top 10. So, get that weak stuff out of here.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Thank you, Moss. Trouble in Paradise for her and her fiancé, Igor Tarabasov.
He's the Russian billionaire.
Tarabasov. Igor Tarabasov. Get that weak stuff out of here, he said.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
That's right.
Now hiring both locations.
They are hiring both locations. Keep that in mind. This time, I told you the story, right, where she looked at his phone and didn't like it, and she threw it off the yacht.
Yep, right.
And he threw a drink in her face at the party. That was
well, apparently
like
she was
time.
Supposed to meet somebody there at 7:30, and then they just didn't show up.
Right.
So she's just
they're
going to
party on the boat.
No, that
and
was
she
that
said,
was different.
Meet me That's... at 7:30, and they said, yep. And so she was waiting to get on the party boat for an hour at a very hot dock, waiting to get on the boat. And then she got a tweet or a text that said, I could have the 815.
And so you're getting our stories mixed up. That was you and me Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't Lindsay Lohan. Okay.
No, no.
In this case, Lindsay accused the Russian multimillionaire of cheating on Instagram with a Russian hooker.
Oh.
Then called out the mystery woman on Instagram.
Becky with the good hair.
And tweeted the news. I am pregnant.
What?
Whoa. Along with a link to a photo from her days on the movie Labor Pains.
So she's not really pregnant? She's just making a movie joke?
Well, she played a girl that faked her own pregnancy in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And then thanked her fiancé for not coming home tonight.
Oh, dear.
And then tweeted out again, fame changes people. I don't know if she's referring to him or her. Or
this is confusing.
It's like a Kevin. It's like following Kevin when he texts, actually, what she's doing. But I get the sense there was some glug, glug, glug involved, and maybe she was not in her right mind when she went off this weekend. But
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan may have some problems.
Right. I thought she had quieted down a little bit after she moved to England. It was
she had for a while.
Behaving herself.
Supposedly she did, but she's went from quieting down to loudening up.
Is that it?
I don't think so. Rita Ora! Rita Ora. Rita Ora, Rita Ora, Rita Ora. She coached on the British editions of The Voice and The X Factor, and now she has been tapped to host VH1's America's Next Top Model this fall.
I thought that show was gone!
It's coming back on VH1.
With a better host.
With a better host.
I like it.
Someone that you can stand. The new panel of judges for the show will be Ashley Graham.
Oh, okay.
Plus-size model. Body activist. They call her a body activist, which I think
body
is
Body activist.
Yes. She is pro-body. I believe every person should have a body, and I will not stop until I get that accomplished. I don't want any more disembodied people walking around just being all ghosts and souls. I want people to be in bodies from now on. I'm an activist for bodies.
Have you guys seen the controversy that she is in the middle of right now?
No, tell me.
Allie, you've seen this, right?
Not.
She posted a
not.
Lingerie photo last week.
Okay.
And apparently, she has lost a lot of weight.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And her fans, or at least those people who are writing on her page, hate her for it. Mm. They are so disappointed because they feel like she sold out. Oh, yeah, it's easy to be a plus-size model and talk it up, but then
right.
the first chance you get, you lose all the weight and leave the rest of us behind, and it just got awful.
How dare
like,
she?
Like, they're furious at her for losing weight.
Ugh,
like, she
worst.
Literally can't win with people.
Yeah, when
right,
she...
Right, why do you think people think that about her?
I wonder.
I mean, remember how much hate she got for being a plus-size model? For other people were saying she was a terrible role model, and we don't want to see that and put it away. And now she's losing the weight, and she's getting it from the other people. It's just, it's insane.
Right.
Tell me how to feel, Bean.
How should we feel about this?
Well, right. I mean, I think both sets of these people need to shove it, is what I think.
Yeah.
Go talk with Bean.
No, I'm just saying, leave the set alone.
Shove it. With Bean Baxter.
Well, how do you feel about it, Allie, as a woman? You certainly know what it's like. How critical people are in the internet.
The point of Ashley Graham has always been: be fat, be skinny, be whatever you are,
absolutely.
But just be it.
And
be
she works and out good. All the time. All of her pictures are her working out. That's what she does. She's fit, and if she wants to be fit and thinner, good for her.
That's what
everybody
I think.
Needs to stay out of everybody else's business.
Right?
Get a freaking life.
A wise man once said, shove it.
Shove
I
it.
Agree with that man.
So. Shove it, America.
USA! USA! USA!
We need Bean on a Morton Downey Jr. style show called Shove It, America.
I love it.
It just comes out chain smoking. Zip it, pal! Shove it! You Ashley Graham naysayers! Shove it!
I just love it.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
All I'm saying is I felt bad for the lady. That's all I'm saying.
Other members of the judges for, believe it or not, we're still talking about America's Next Top Model TV show.
Oh,
yeah. Ashley Graham, body activist Ashley Graham. Paper Magazine Chief Creative Officer Drew Elliott. And Law Roach, a person named Law Roach, who's an image architect. These are all made-up professions these people have.
Are you positive that that's an actual story?
It is.
Okay.
Good news, however. Tyra Banks, who's still producing the show, will continue to make occasional appearances throughout the season. So don't worry, you folks who are worried that Tyra wouldn't be there representing, yo.
I feel like this is when she lost the ability to host that show.
I'm not looking for ANTM, as in America's Next Top Martian. I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
Listen, that woman taught us to smize. And
she sure did.
That's a gift that we all have now.
I'm sorry, what happened?
I don't know what that is.
Smize. Smile with our eyes.
Okay.
She taught us that. Thank you, Tyra.
That's the big advice she gives to all the models before their photo shoots.
Come on,
smile in your eyes.
You know that.
She was not looking for America's Next Top Martian?
Right? Like you would think.
That's the only M word she could come up with to fill in the blank there.
I feel like she was also reading that off a monitor, so it got written down, and everybody
Someone
was happy.
Someone
vetted it.
Cleared
it.
Let me see.
Oh, good.
Let's put a check next to this joke. That's a strong one.
Love the passion.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Matt LeBlanc's 49 years old today. Chantel Van Santen from The Flash is 31, and Iman is 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Minutes away for more passes for you to the KROQ advance screening of Suicide Squad. Looks so good. We'll have those for you at the AMC Burbank on August 2nd. It's in theaters everywhere on August 5th. That is coming up this hour, along with our friend Adam Ray. He's in the Ghostbusters movie, don't you know?
Yes, he is.
He's the voice of the Slimer, right?
Yes, he is. He's also on stage as a rocker.
Love Adam. He's on the way in minutes. Comic-Con was this weekend.
Hold on.
Rocker. Kevin. He did say that. He said a rocker.
I said rocker. Yeah.
Comic-Con was this weekend, Kevin, and I know how much you love being down in San Diego this time of year, and I know how much you especially love walking the floor.
Well, the floor is where everybody, they dress up, and they really go all out for it. So those people are fun because they're just so passionate about whatever it is they're passionate about. And I don't always know exactly what character they're playing, as I am not an expert. So we're going to put up the video. Have we put up the video yet?
It should be up.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to a few people. The first one is Dat Boy. So it's this guy that walks up and he's holding a unicycle. And I try to find out who he is and why he's holding the unicycle. What's your name, sir?
I am Zach Walker.
Zach Walker. And you are?
Dat Boy.
Dat Boy?
Dat Boy.
Dat Boy.
That's correct.
And you ride a unicycle?
I do, yes.
Can you really ride it?
I can.
Can you ride now? Yeah, do
give
it.
Give me a little space.
Yeah. Give us some room, people.
That's Dat Boy.
That's Dat Boy.
Dat Boy.
Dat Boy.
Yeah, I don't have any
was
idea.
Was he dressed as a frog?
He was.
Yes.
Yeah, Dat Boy's on a unicicle. He's a frog.
Okay, take
Who's
it easy.
Who's Dat Boy?
I didn't know that. From where, Allie?
It's just a meme. It's just this, there's Dat Boy. It's stupid, but it's a green frog on a unicycle.
So we did that on Saturday, and the place is packed. It has like 120,000 people. We try to clear space.
So he can
and
ride.
And Dat Boy's riding his unicycle.
Huh.
He killed it. It was pretty sweet.
So that guy woke up in the morning.
No, Dat Boy. Boy, let's
that boy woke up in the morning and he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in a frog suit
and
get on a unicycle and head on down to Comic-Con.
Yes. And I thought he said Dat Boy and I was thinking, what a terrible costume that is. It's a guy in debt, frog carrying a unicycle.
Look, here's copies of my college loans.
All right, so so then I found a Kylo Ren costume that was great and had a voice changer.
Oh.
And the guy, it turns out, won tickets. From us.
Oh, my gosh.
What are the chances?
Last Wednesday.
How cool.
So it was Saturday, and he's there in his full Kylo Ren costume. I'm here with Kylo Ren, of course. Kylo, you won your tickets from the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes, last Wednesday.
What?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. What contest was it?
The Guess the Movie.
Guess the Movie. Yep. Did you already have the costume ready to go, or did you throw it together?
Been working on it about 6 months.
Can you understand what he's saying? I'm not sure I can.
I've been working on it about 6 months.
6 months you've been working on it?
Yeah.
Didn't have tickets to Comic-Con, working on the costume for 6 months.
It's questionable.
Wow. He won the tickets from us last Wednesday.
Wow.
How about that?
How crazy is that? Just to start building it and spend 6 months on it without tickets.
Well, he's the right guy to win.
There was a woman who was dressed up as Thanos.
And she's got the purple face, the whole costume, who I think is the ultimate villain for the Avengers.
Correct.
Is that correct?
I think so.
And I was trying to be funny when I walked up to her. I'm here with the Killer Grape.
Are you? What?
What? I'm sorry. Is that not correct?
Don't you know who I am?
Thanos?
That's right.
I just went with Killer Grape because
no,
you're...
No, man. All right. I'm going to wipe out your existence as soon as we're done with this.
Uh-oh. She was awesome. She's going to wipe out my existence.
Yikes.
But not until after the interview. Right, as soon as we're done. You can finish with your stupid questions, but then I'm going to wipe out your existence. The next guy is a guy that was wearing carpet. He was wearing carpet okay. with a wheel mark on it, like a skid mark on it. Right?
I don't know. It was...
Wait, is this the guy... Oh, and he's the walking carpet.
Yes.
He's Chewbacca.
Yes, he is, and that's why, because...
Cute.
He was called that in one of the movies.
Oh, you think?
We're here with...
Chewbacca.
Brown carpet guy. What?
Yeah. Chewbacca. Walking carpet. Yes.
How long did it take you to put this together?
About 4 minutes. Yeah. IKEA and a knife and one hole, you're ready to go.
That's what she said.
That's it.
What have you seen here today that you like?
A whole bunch of Suicide Squad girls that are looking good.
A lot of Harley Quinns, yep.
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 How about you?
Yep.
Looking good?
Same thing.
You got it. Well,
yep.
Enjoy.
Yep.
A lot of Harley Quinn there, by the way.
That's just a couple of bros broing down. Is what
yeah.
that is.
By the way, I appreciate the guys who take the least amount of time and look the funniest.
I know you do.
Yeah.
We've seen your Halloween costumes.
Yeah. You know. Well, we had Kylo Ren, who was working on it for, 6 months. And now we're going to introduce you to Prince Leia. This is a guy. And we saw him from across the room. We were like, does that guy have buns on the side of his head? Yes. I think he's dressed up as Princess Leia. So we went up and we talked to Princess Leia.
Hi there.
You have a complaint?
I have a complaint. Where the hell is Bean? I want some Bean in my life and I need some Bean at Comic-Con.
You have the most troubling costume that I've seen so far.
Oh, I do?
Let's not focus too much on...
My blaster.
Yeah, he's got...
No, he didn't.
That's not a blaster.
He had a pretty gigantic package.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't trying to hide that part. To be Princess Leia.
Understood.
He was perfectly fine with it. Right? How long have you been planning this nice costume?
One day.
One day?
Yes.
It just came to you in a dream? Or?
Yes. I woke up and I was like, I'm feeling Leia today. I'm feeling like I want to do Leia. And I was like, hey, Star Wars friends, can I Leia around with you?
Is that right?
Yeah. We got a whole squad. We even have a Hello Kitty Darth Vader.
Hello Kitty Darth Vader. That's
correct.
That's quite a mixture.
You know what, Kevin? I had to tell you this, but I've had a crush on your voice since forever.
And now that you see me.
Now that I see you, I don't anymore. But still, I still like you. I'll still listen to you.
But
you know.
Right.
I had a fantasy.
I'm with you.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. If I shut my eyes, will you talk to me all day?
No, I will not.
I love him.
He was the best.
He is awesome.
He was the best.
David, by the way, how many times a year do we have that conversation?
Yeah.
Which is, wow, I was expecting something.
It's 100% disappointing in person. It always
is. Yes.
It's just the way it works. Dave, is the video up on the website?
Right yes.
Here? You can see these people and a bunch more interviews that we did from Comic-Con at kevinandbean.com.
So almost all of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show have made time to go see Ghostbusters at the theater. And two things is what I'm hearing that are universals from everybody who sees it. Wow, is that movie funny? And hey, that's Adam Ray!
Yeah, in that order.
Yes, in that order.
That's the only review they have. Is that Adam? He's wearing guyliner on purpose.
Our friend, comedian and actor Adam Ray is here from Ghostbusters and the upcoming Mad TV on the CW. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. It's great to see you guys.
I remember when you were telling us that you were making this Ghostbusters and you were saying how much fun it is.
Oh, it was the most fun thing I've ever done.
How did you get in with Paul Feig?
I harassed him on Facebook for like 10 years, and I sent him a lot of, pics below the belt, and he was not receptive. And then I was like, I guess I'll audition then and do it the old school way. So, he cast me in the Heat, and then that, allowed me to quit my job at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. And,
you were a tour guide?
Tour guide, and then Wolverine for 6 years.
Did we know that, Kevin?
I didn't know you were Wolverine.
That might be a detail that has just slipped through the cracks.
I don't really know that.
Yeah.
I always assume it's me, being that I just forgot, but you didn't know that either?
No, that didn't sound familiar.
That's a pretty standout stat. So, yeah. It was So it was such a weird job, too, because I don't know anything about Marvel Comics.
Oh, good.
But they would give you, like,
books. That's great.
Yeah, they would give you books and DVDs, and they were like, study up on the characters and learn how they talk and what they, like, you know, what they're into. And I remember, like, my second day there, like, a kid was like, just asked, you know, some nerdy little kid was asking me all these questions. He's like, what's Wolverine's favorite food? I was like, you know, potato salad. I don't know, man. Like, you know, you want a picture? I don't know. You know better than I do.
So is this a, forgive me, I haven't seen it at yeah. Universal. Is this a full-on costume with a mask and the claws and everything?
No. So I play the lead singer of, like, this death metal band, and it's during the, like, pretty much the biggest scene in the movie when they catch a ghost for the first time.
Oh, no, I think he's talking about Wolverine, your costume.
Yes.
Wolverine.
I was too. I was like, oh, yeah, he knew. Yeah. He was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So much for Ghostbusters. Yeah, but no, what was it like hanging out with Storm and Captain America? Oh, you mean Eric and Sam, because they're real people and not the actual characters? Which, yes. By the way, that was so tough. Like, there were some people who, like, worked that job, and they were lifers. And they, like, God bless them, they were, like, you know, I was third string Wolverine, right? So there was a main guy, and he was, like, he would get most of the shifts. And I would see him standing off to the side, like, grunting and, like, taking, like, minute to get into character. And I was like, dude, just walk out there and pretend that you're Wolverine. Like, you don't have to, like, do any sort of backstory and character, like... And
I was says like, the guy third in place.
Yeah, you're right. I guess, yeah. But even, like, the guy who played Captain America, like, he had a bumper sticker on the back of his Jetta that said, nobody's ugly after 2 a.m. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not Captain America's slogan unless things have changed. So, like...
So you did that for 6 years.
6 years, yeah. That's called paying with your dues.
With the blades on your hands.
Yeah. Well, they're fake blades.
Obsessed
with it. How do you wipe?
I think you can take them off.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Well, yeah. If you're like, if you want to be third string or fourth string.
Yeah. But then yeah, exactly. You learned you got to move up the yeah. ladder of success. You got to leave them on.
I actually like slashed them together at one point because I would clink them together before pictures to like do a cool pose. And I remember one of the PAs who was they had like people you know there to control like to make sure you don't get harassed by like you know aggressive Japanese tourists because they are I don't know if you've been in a theme park and seen them conduct themselves. It is violent. They have no problem like hitting you with their umbrellas, pinching you, poking you. So I would like clink my claws together and all the claws fell off.
Oh, no.
It was like the one time when they would get all the X-Men together to take pictures together. And so all the claws fell off and you heard this just collective gasp from the kids and then a bunch of screams. And then one of the PAs was like, code red, Wolverine's claws have fallen off. We got to get them off set immediately. Yeah. And they rushed me off set and I'm like laughing. I'm like, this is the kids don't care. And they're like, did you see them screaming? One of them was crying.
Are you sure you quit this job? Because it sounds to me like you were fired.
I mean, it was. I'm not going to say they weren't super bummed when I left.
Okay. All right, I got it. All right, yeah. So Paul Feig changes your life.
Changes my life, puts me in the heat. And then after that, you know, it's just 2 months of that. I think just like any working relationship, you develop a good camaraderie. And he thought it was funny and easy to work with. And then, yeah, I think he's the same school of thought as like Apatow or some of these comedy guys that like to keep a crew together. And,
yeah, sure.
And
well, Paul's one of those people that once he likes you, you're in. And he's a great guy and he'll keep in contact. It's crazy.
Totally.
Nice and cool he is.
I mean, and then he would, you know, do Brad and I's podcast and you know, when I would email him about stuff or invite him to shows and he would invite me to, like, you know, holiday parties. So I felt very much, like, in his crew. And then, you know, even for Spy, it was such a small thing. But he was like, you know, I got this thing. It's like 3 lines. But if you want to come to Budapest for a week, I was like, yeah, man. I'll come to Budapest and, like, you know, rub your feet or wherever you need rubs.
He's the best.
Yeah. And so Ghostbusters, too, the same thing. He was just like... do you want to do this part? And I didn't even know what it was until I read the script and it just said lead singer. So in my head, I was like, okay, cool. Like, at some point, there'll be some sort of concert thing and they'll cut to a shot of me and like singing and that'll be that. But I'll get to Sam and Ghostbusters.
Right. And it'll just be like a second.
Yeah. And then it ended up being, quite a bit more. And even, there was even so much more they ended up cutting. And he's so sweet because, you know, I get attacked by a ghost halfway through like the song I'm singing. And first of all, they shot me singing like 2 full songs. And then they had me improvising. I mean, probably had 20 lines if you would have kept it everything I did. And then, I get attacked by this ghost, and there was a whole thing where they had me get pulled off the stage and hung up in the air like 75 feet, and they had a stunt guy like swing around, then they put me in a contraption upside down.
Sweet.
And swung me around, And
you were like, what about the stunt guy? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, exactly. And so Paul was like, I'm so sorry we had to cut all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, man, like you got to give the ladies as much FaceTime as possible. But he told me, he was like, I just knew you'd be down for anything. That's why I just gave
that's
it to
awesome.
You.
That's awesome.
Tell me about the ladies, because they're all big stars.
Yeah.
And, of course, you knew Melissa already. But was it tough to become friends with the others?
I mean, they're all, and I'm sure you've heard this, like, just the coolest. And I have yet to have an experience where, working with anybody of that caliber that is, like, not fun and willing to just, like, hang out and
that's nice to hear.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know Melissa and Leslie. I'd known from doing stand-up out here for a while. And so she was cool and gave me some weed. And and Kristen Wiig was really sweet. And Kate, like, I've got some buddies from USC who are on SNL. And so that was a nice icebreaker. And I sat next to Kate in the makeup chair every morning.
Is that right?
And she was just like, I mean, even at like 6 a.m., just so funny. Like, and she's, she kind of steals the movie.
Yeah, I love Melissa McCarthy says. Is what I was going to say. And I love Kristen Wiig, but she stole the movie.
Well, I mean, she just had such a...
What she does
is so... Nobody does. I mean, and everybody carried their weight, like, perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was like, they all played off each other brilliantly. But, like, Kate just, like, what she does off the page is very... It's similar to me, like, what Steve Carell does. Like, there's so much that you just bring because of who they are. And,
right.
But she would just, like, even at 6 a.m., just have me dying. And I'm like, how do you have this type of energy?
We have already heard that there is talk, and maybe beyond talk, of a sequel.
Of a Slimer spinoff?
Well, I don't know about the Slimer.
I don't know about the Slimer.
Thanks for the support. I was trying to get it going. You guys quickly shot that down.
Thing, but the band I'd like to see.
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny. People, maybe we can play April Foolishness. They made so much merch and fake CDs and stuff for like the lobby at the concert, like for the Beast of Mayhem, which is the name of our band. And that would be cool. We actually, the whole band, we had so much downtime and we were like trying to come up. We were like, we should actually do like a making, like a behind the scenes show that, so much downtime. We're like, there's a way for us to get more screen time, And we actually pitched that to like Sony for like the DVD extras. And they were like, yeah, no, we're good. We're good. Yeah. No, you guys are like in the background, so it's all good.
Love the passion.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on being in that movie.
Thanks.
And having it be, so well received. It just must make you so happy.
It's cool.
After everything Ghostbusters has been through, to have something to shut up the haters with, which is to say, hey, look, this movie turned out to be great.
Yeah, it's a fun popcorn movie, and that's what you go to the movies for, is to like be entertained.
Yeah.
And I do want to apologize to you guys and to Beer Mug especially for my sloppy, inebriated red carpet interview.
Well, if you'll hold.
We're going to take a break. Okay. We're going to take a break, Adam, because we have that tape, and we're going to ask you about that.
I heard you guys play it and then comment on it and like very like, what? Like, what? And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, I thought it was funnier than that. That was terrible. And I was like, I got to tell them how many tequilas deep I was.
This might be the first time anyone has ever apologized to Beer Mug for an interview.
All right, well.
So we'll bring him in and give you a chance to do that.
That's how much of a stand-up guy I am.
All right.
We will hear that, and we'll talk about Mad TV as well with our guest, Adam Ray, right after this on K-Rock. Comedian and actor Adam Ray in studio with us right now on The Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, you mentioned briefly in passing your podcast that you do with Brad Williams about last night. I want to give that a real shout-out.
Thank you.
Because it is great. You guys have had some killer guests this summer, too.
Some good guests, yeah. Melissa came back on, Susan Sarandon. The Goo Goo Dolls was a nice surprise. And then Brad and I actually went to their show at the Greek last weekend, and rocked out hard at the Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul. It was
what's happening right now.
It was 1995.
I saw a video of you guys. You were getting down.
We were getting down. By the way,
it was not ironic.
No,
it was real.
Yeah, there was. We were very. Every part of our heart was into Iris. I know he sings about not wanting the world to see him, but Brad and I wanted everybody to see us.
Okay. All right.
It was, they're also, by the way, if you haven't been to like a full on 90s concert, you don't know that there's like every white dude from that era dances the exact same way.
Oh,
like
no.
There's this just like arms out, like just kind of swaying, like no real rhythm, like almost like the way like you see like kids dance at like a sporting event on the Jumbotron when they just like see themselves and they don't know how to react, so they just start flopping and flailing around. You know, which by the way, I miss those days because you can dance without consequence as a kid at a Jumbotron because you know, you're not trying to get laid at that age. So
exactly.
There are no consequences.
True. True.
Well, anyway, the podcast is great. It's called About Last Night. Now, you made reference to something right before the break.
Yeah.
And Beer Mug is in studio with us. It's time for you guys to kind of face the ugliness that went down on the red carpet for Ghostbusters.
I mean, I was so Michael McDonald, good buddy of mine, you know, Stewart from Mad TV in all of Paul's movies as well, you know, Heat and Spy, and he was the theater manager in Ghostbusters.
Best scream ever.
I mean, that was like one of my favorite
things ever.
Real scream, by the way. That's how great Mike is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And so he, Mike and I, we meet up, we have some drinks, and, you know, a couple drinks leads to like four or five because
sure.
We just, we had more time. And so we get down to the carpet and I'm like, oh, I am significantly buzzed, like close to pretty drunk.
Now, did you think at that point I need to be careful who I do interviews with?
1,000%.
Oh, so you were.
Okay. Oh, I was like, please, Extra Access Hollywood, don't talk to me. Please, K-Rock, don't talk to me. And then I saw Beer Mug and I got so excited to see him, like, and right, by the way, right prior to that, there's a 6-year-old girl who was doing all these interviews, and she had me come up and do the voice of Slimer, and, like, drunkenly, I, like, there's a clip of this online, like, she's like, will you do the voice? And I was like, I start doing it, but, like, a very lackluster version, and she just stared at me like I just had a seizure. And I was like, so that's Slimer. She's like, it is? And I was like, oh, boy, moving on. And then Beer Mug.
Way to break a little girl's heart.
Unimpressed little girl.
And then Beer Mug was like, Adam Ray. And I run over. And I just started talking. I think I referenced Crispin Glover at one point.
Should we replay it? Because we have it.
Yeah, let's hear some of the tape.
You know? All right. It's Adam Ray and Beer Mug.
Just met Ray Parker Jr., man. That I was very
excited
about.
How rich is that guy?
He tipped me when I said hello to him. Listen how loud, like, drunk I am. Wait, what? Watch, he tipped me when I met him? What does that even mean? But guess what? I thought I knew exactly what it meant. I was like, all right, joke number one in the books.
Nailed it.
Like, literally did not think anything was wrong. All right, keep playing. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah, that guy's got money just spilling out of his but Ray Parker
what
Jr.
did I say?
Is the man.
Taint.
Nice.
Is what you said.
Well, you know what? All right. I mean, that could have been.
Nope. That's a comedy word right there. You did win that one.
All right.
Okay.
Kevin Bean, I love you. You're the best. Thanks for believing in me. Jesus. Breaks
down.
I got
down.
Really emotional.
Yeah. You did it yourself. They didn't help
you.
I just
cried.
So you were crying?
That was a genuine moment, too.
It was. Because
I do love you guys. And that was a real moment. But then
Muggs, what did you think as you were interviewing Adam? Could you tell he was toasted?
I thought he was excited.
Yeah.
I
was excited. I think my amount of lack of soberness was met with excitement, so it kind of like neutralized
But the guy asking the questions probably had just as many drinks.
Did you?
maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. Hey, look, it was a big night. You're allowed to celebrate.
You know what happened after that, by the way? So I met Ray Parker Jr. like moments before that and got his number because I was talking about having him on the podcast, right? And so going to the night and, you know, the after party and more drinks and everything, I go back home and lose the key to my apartment, right? So I'm trying to get into my front door, and I'm just like, just not in a good place, like, you know, movie premiere drunk, and I don't have my key, and I'm like, all right, I'm trying to get in, I'm trying to like jimmy the door, and then finally I try to Chuck Norris my door in, like jump kick. You don't know how flexible and in shape you are until you try to jump kick your own door in.
Yeah.
So I completely miss, fall down, get the,
completely missed the door?
Yeah. Like with the jump kick.
Were
so
you
I missed
short?
The door handle.
Oh, you missed the handle.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was kicking for. I was trying to get the handle in. And so then
that's a drunk idea right
It was
there.
Terrible. Yeah. But prior to that, I tried to scale the little patio wall outside of my apartment. I swear to God.
Neighbors are like, Adam's at it again.
I mean, this apartment complex I live in, there's a lot of older Russian people in it. And I have a Polish landlord and who, by the way, like doesn't allow pool toys in the pool. That's another issue that we can talk about next time I come on. And so I wake her up and then other people are like, I see lights go on and she comes over. She's like, you need to go
to bed. Like, what are you doing up? I was like, I lost my key. She's like, you're trying to break door. I was like, I'm trying to Chuck Norris it. She's like, what? So then she's like, please stop making so much noise. So then my phone's at 5%, and I'm like, I got to get a locksmith. Like, I need the pros. I need the real heroes of America to come open this door. So I have 5%. So I just Google L.A. locksmith.
Right.
Because I'm like, I just need somebody to get over here. And I press the first thing and call the first number that pops up. And oh, this no. guy just picks up. He goes, what's up? And I was like, locksmith? Because I was expecting some sort of professional greeting.
You didn't think what's up was going to be the answer?
What's up is the guy who, you know, like buy weed from says. And so the locksmith should be like, hey, this is Gary's locksmith, whatever. So I go, please get over right now to my house. He's like, okay, cool. I was like, wait, do you want me to tell you where to go? And so then he comes over and has like 92 tools with him, like 6 bags of tools. He goes through all of them, can't get my door open. And finally he's sitting there and he's like, all right, man, like, I don't know what else to do. And at this point, I have sunken under the ground and I'm sitting on the because I'm so drunk and tired. And he just goes, do you want me to get into your door? He's like, none of these tools are working. I go, any way you can do it. He does exactly what I do. He jump kicks and Chuck Norris is my door and breaks it open. And dude puts his hands in the air and goes, I did it. I was like, did you not think you were going to do it? And by the way, simultaneously, I pull out my phone. I had butt dialed Ray Parker Jr. And left a 15-minute voicemail of me and this locksmith being like, please open my door. I'm so drunk. And Roxana being like, you need to shut up. It is too late. You know, and needless to say, Ray Parker Jr. will not be coming on my podcast.
And you owe the Polish lady a new door.
I owe her a new door.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, what a night. Never forget the Ghostbusters premiere.
I'll never forget it. Yeah.
All right, listen, we're almost out of time, Adam Ray, but I have to ask two things real quick. Mad TV tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night premieres CW, 9 p.m. It's coming back.
It's taped, not live, right?
Well, we do live tapings on Friday so that you get the half live, half pre-taped. And we've been shooting a lot of pre-taped stuff. Like, you know, we shot a bunch of stuff with Bobby Lee last week and Will Sasso and Nicole Sullivan. They're on the first episode, I believe.
You're a good judge of funny. How funny is it?
Man, I'm definitely probably biased, but, like, they really assembled a great, like, the cast is so... It just seems like everyone is ready for this moment. You know, like, I mean, I've been grinding like 10 years and everything I've been doing, I feel like it's prepped me for this. And everyone is in that same boat and everyone's eager and hungry for it. And the writers are killer. And CW is giving us a lot of room to, like, you know, kind of honor the original series as far as, like, pushing the envelope and having funny be first.
I feel like there's room for more than just Saturday Night Live on TV.
Oh, there is. People love sketch comedy, and especially a built-in brand like Mad TV that was already so reputable. And, you know, we have the fortunate advantage of SNL being dark right now, so it's like there's so much in the world to cover. And,
you say that just because Michael Che is on it?
No, he means off the air right now.
They're currently airing. I got you.
They're taking a break.
Adam's the one making racist comments. Don't look at me.
It sounds racist.
All right. Brad is the racist in my
world.
In my world, yeah.
So that is going to be tomorrow night
at 9 p.m.
CW.
It's every Tuesday. And
and what are you doing on Saturday? You got a live show at the
Improv. Saturday, I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv, 8 p.m. Myself, I'm bringing Amir Kay is another comedian, a friend of mine who's on the cast, and then Harlan Williams and Melissa Villaseñor, Dan Cook, and potentially another special guest. But I'll be doing an hour, Hollywood Improv, 8 p.m. Saturday.
It's nice. Tickets at AdamRayTV.com.
Yeah, you got it. It's been nice to, like, be in town because, you know, I usually travel so much. But with Mad, it keeps me in town to be here on weekends. So I get to enjoy the sun and go in my pool without toys. Thank you, Roxana. We got to talk about that when I get home.
Well, all this couldn't be happening to a nicer, more well-deserving guy, Adam.
Thanks, buddy.
We're so proud of you. We're so happy for you. We can't wait to see the show tomorrow night. Thanks so much for coming in.
Guys are the best. Thank you.
Gene Cheney lives on his back.
A little bit. I can see that.
Totally.
Hey,
rip off.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday morning. Last week, we gave you tickets all week long to see 21 Pilots at the Forum this past Saturday night. By the way, you see that video of little Luke?
Yes.
Luke.
So how much fun was he having at that concert?
He knew every single word.
Yep. Yeah. It's the only right thing we've ever done.
I think so, too.
Show,
I agree.
Sending him to that concert.
I was very happy for him. Well, listen to this. We are upping the stakes because this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are giving away trips for two to see 21 Pilots again, but this time... at Madison Square Garden.
Yay!
That's in New York City, don't you know? 21 Pilots, of course, has a new song on the Suicide Squad soundtrack called Heathens. And it's all about... I said that well.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the 21 Pilots right now. So we're doing a Gotham getaway. Ralph Garman, you're our moderator for this game. What are we looking for?
Well, here's the thing about the Suicide Squad. Are you familiar with the premise?
Yes.
Suicide Squad is a bunch of crazy supervillains are sort of pressured into service for the government at threat of death to carry out missions that no one else in their right mind would want to carry out. So they're forced to be good guys by the threat of death, basically. But there are still a bunch of bad guys.
Right.
So it's made up of some legendary villains from the DC universe. You've got Captain Boomerang in there. You've got Killer Croc. You've got Harley Quinn. You've got Deadshot. I thought it would be fun to explore the world of DC supervillains. So if you're familiar with the villains, the enemies, the archenemies, the nemesis of superheroes from the DC universe, we're going to be talking about all the bad guys. If you're familiar with those, then give us a call, and I'll be asking you trivia questions about those villains.
All right, we're talking about round-trip airfare and hotel and tickets to see 21 Pilots in Madison Square Garden, New York City, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday.
Quick disclaimer, just for, to be completely honest with our listeners.
Okay.
I have been to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
One, not square. Mm. Two, they grow nothing there. not a plant.
It's going to be upsetting.
Not a flower, not a vegetable.
So know that before you call.
So know if you win the trip, you will be very disappointed because it is not square,
right,
and it is certainly not a garden.
But I think 21 Pilots may be the draw here, not the venue.
All right, I see your point.
Okay.
I see your point. Yeah. Just saying. You go there. They call it Madison Square Garden. Oh, I'm going to go in. It's going to be square. I'm going to see some corn, right? I'll see some corn being grown. Or tomatoes. How about a tomato plant? One tomato plant.
Would it kill them?
No garden. It's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Star Trek Beyond debuted to the tune of $60 million this week, making it number one. Bested the second film by two times the amount. Secret Life of Pets made about $30 million. Then it was a tie between Ghostbusters and Lights Out for third and fourth. Ice Age Collision Course was fifth. Finding Dory, The Legend of Tarzan. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates was eighth. Hillary's America and Infiltrator, your top 10 movies of the box office. I'm not familiar with the Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party, but I'm assuming that is a right-leaning documentary about how bad the Democrats are.
I feel like everything that comes out now is some kind of hack job on somebody that's trying to put somebody else down.
Just assuming
I don't know,
I have known nothing about that. But just judging from the name, I'm assuming it's taking some shots. Thanks, WikiLeaks. Right? Who's with me?
Thank God for WikiLeaks, you mean.
Right.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. John Gosselin's no longer working at TGI Fridays, by the
way. Oh, that was his gig.
He just told us that last week.
We were so happy that he was working
hard.
He
had work.
But apparently, he quit the gig after a photo of him working as a prep cook at TGI Fridays was leaked online. He told a Dallas radio station, by the way, good get, Dallas radio show. They got the heartbreaking John Gosselin interview.
We've interviewed worse.
In our defense, Bean's right.
If you were pitched John Gosselin to talk about his TGI Fridays cook gig, if Dave Sanchez said to us, oh, you want to talk to John Gosselin about cooking at TGI Fridays?
Yeah, we would have said no.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But if he DJs one night a week or a month or whatever,
he
turned
out
to be
one
a
night
year,
a month.
Then no.
Anyway, he told a Dallas radio interviewer, I'm not going to work there anymore now because the trust and the teamwork is gone.
It's not just too many John and Kate Plus 8 fans showing up, overwhelming the TGI Fridays every Friday night.
You can't get that Jack Daniels chop steak out from the kitchen, off the line, to the table without some trust and teamwork going on there,
right,
at TGI Fridays. Now I got to go through all this stuff, and now I got to leave a job that I was passionate about. Oh, we're keeping the man from his dreams.
His true passion?
Yes.
Is there a Bennigan's in town he can transfer to?
You don't go from TGI Fridays to Bennigan's.
You don't.
God's
okay.
Sakes. Come on.
Forgive me.
Because it's a better restaurant?
Maybe an Outback.
Outback, okay.
Get one of those blooming onions.
Ralph, you know something about how TV works. At the...
If I did, would I still be here?
I love this question.
At the peak of his popularity on John and Kate Plus 8,
yes,
what do you reckon he was bringing down a week?
Oh, I don't reckon much these days.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised
not
if they were paying him.
To put my horse down.
I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars an episode, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
He's a man who basically pimped his children out to reality television.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
For him.
No.
Except for that sweet TGI Friday gig.
I do feel bad about that.
But there's an opening now.
Hey, you guys love the Supernatural?
Yeah.
Yeah. Season 12.
You mean in general or the TV show?
The TV show.
Oh, I thought you just meant like ghosts.
No, not, not your the CW. Your beach house, your haunted beach house, Allie. I'm talking about the CW show Supernatural. Very exciting news that the devil will be appearing in the first few episodes of season 12. And he will be played by Rick Springfield.
Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Really? Rick Springfield's going to be the new Satan, Richard Speight, the producer, said at the Comic-Con panel over the weekend. Yeah! Satan is a friend. He's out there into a song. It'll be awesome. And speaking of casting, the Big Bang Theory has announced they're adding a couple new cast members. A little guest appearance on the show's 10th season premiere on September 19th. Penny's brother and mother will show up. That's Kaley Cuoco's character on that show. Her brother will be played by Jack McBrayer. We're happy for him to be on the show at any time, right?
Agreed.
Sure.
And her mother will also appear on the show, Katie Sagal.
Nice.
So, all right. Some funny people being added to that very funny show.
They've had great guest casting throughout the years, haven't they?
With
Leonard Nimoy and Bob Newhart and so many other people.
Adam West.
Adam West.
Ugh. Forget the most important person in the world. Nice work. Bean. Today's celebrity birthdays. Matt LeBlanc's 49 years old today. Chantel Van Santen from The Flash is 31 years old. And Iman, 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's too much, you guys. I'm just telling you, for a phone call and a minute on the air, it's too much to win a trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden, including round trip airfare and hotel. Who's with me?
How do you know? Maybe they're really good for coming up with the answer. Maybe they earn it.
Maybe so.
Anyone who knows the answers to these questions deserves to go.
Okay.
Because I'm bringing it today. Uh-oh. I'm bringing it.
All right. If you get the answer right, you go into a drawing. Somebody wins the trip to Gotham. It's called Supervillains.
So you want to see 21 Pilots in New York City? Just name the supervillain. Yes, it is that easy. So come on now and play the supervillains. Try your luck. Come on and get it right, because if not, you suck. Super villains.
Yeah.
Villains.
Okay.
Super villains. Villains.
All right,
super villains.
Super villains.
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 Villains. Super villains. Villains.
I hope you made these extra difficult today, Ralph.
They are difficult, because the Suicide Squad is made up largely of a... I don't want to call them B-listers, but they're not the big supervillains. They're not Joker and Lex Luthor and these guys. These are the next tier under of supervillains. So you have to have some knowledge. You have to have some smarts, some comic smarts to know these characters.
All right. Who's our first contestant then?
First up is Brian from Los Angeles. Hi, Brian.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, Brian. I'm going to ask you a trivia question about a supervillain. If you name that supervillain, you get into the drawing, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Primarily an enemy of the Flash, this super intelligent ape can control your mind.
Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd, absolutely.
Look at that.
Well done.
Super villains.
Super villains.
Villains.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not expect Brian to come up with that.
Gorilla Grodd. Grodd angry.
Jacob and Chatsworth is next. Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Hello. Here's your question, Jacob. Despite his name, this Superman villain is known for his deadly playthings, but they're not meant for kids.
Oh. I know it's wrong, but I'm just going to say the toy maker.
Oh. So close.
Ralph.
What do we...
I just got married. Come on.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Obviously, you know what it means.
No,
been
I
busy
don't.
Boning. No?
No, Toy Man. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Toy Man.
Not the toy. Not the toy maker. Sorry, not the toy maker at all. It's just too far off. I think for this one, we got to be right on
because it's a big prize.
Gotta,
all right, thank you.
You got to be right. You got to come correct.
By the way, Jacob, I wish we had time to get into this. Is an ink technician.
Sure.
That's his job.
Sure.
Right. You don't want your ink to break down.
Right.
You okay. Got a tech in there and rewire it.
All right. Who's next?
Let's go to Enver.
Enver.
In Los Angeles.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Enver.
Are you a supervillain? Sounds like you're a supervillain.
Supervillains. Villains.
Here's your question. A longtime nemesis of Batman, this villain is the head of the League of Assassins and is practically immortal thanks to the Lazarus Pit.
Ra's al Ghul.
Nice.
Come on.
Well done. Nicely
How
done.
Do you guys know all this
Ra's
stuff?
Ra's al Ghul.
How do you know all
I
this stuff?
I watched that from watching Arrow.
Hello, detective.
On the CW.
Yeah, right. He was a Batman film before he was an Arrow villain.
Oh, take it easy.
You take
I'm
it easy.
I'm just saying how I knew it.
Oh, I watched a TV show once. Now I know things.
Nope.
Nadine in Inglewood. Hi.
Hi, guys. I knew the last one. Damnation.
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 My stars and garters. All right, Nadine, here's your question. This is the arch enemy of the Green Lantern and was a former Green Lantern himself before he wielded his yellow power ring.
Oh, my God. I know the guy has the orange ring. I don't know.
Sorry, Sinestro. We're looking for Sinestro.
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 Come on. Get it together, Nadine.
Sinestro.
All right. Let's go to Armando in Ontario. Hi there.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Armando, thanks. How have you been doing so far?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Have you known them all so far, the questions?
All of them so far.
All of them. Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Not buying
yeah.
That's a straight. That's, right. That's a straight up lie.
You know, these days on television and movies, the Flash's rogues gallery is being well represented. You got Captain Boomerang in Suicide Squad. You've got Captain Cold and Heatwave on The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow. But there's one guy that has not yet been in a movie or
Malt
TV
Man.
Show. Shut up, Kevin. This one of Flash's rogues was a simple convict until he experimented and discovered a way to get in and out of any reflective surface.
Mirror Master!
Boom. Sam that Scudder, is... right? Woo!
Nicely
right?
done. Right. Very impressive. Yeah. I got to be honest. Very impressive.
All right, let's move on to Evan in Cerritos. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Evan. This female villain is capable of going toe-to-toe with Wonder Woman because she has the superhuman speed and strength of the jungle cat she's named after.
Cheetah!
By the way, that Wonder Woman trailer, pretty good.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, one more contestant.
All right, let's go to Victor in Long Beach. Hi, Victor.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Victor. This arch enemy of Aquaman is famous for his unique battle suit and helmet and also for killing Aquaman's son. You know, that little thing.
Damn it.
Aquaman villain. Super villain.
Is it? Yeah. Damn it.
Do you have a guess? No, okay.
Black Manta. The Black Manta. Black Manta.
Yeah.
The Black Manta.
Sorry, Victor.
Black Manta.
Okay. All right.
Black Manta.
Kevin, Armando, Enver, and Brian all in the drawing. Only one will win the trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden. Don't forget, check out the Suicide Squad soundtrack and the 21 Pilots hit single called Heathens. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Evan.
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 Congratulations, Evan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You got the tickets. Thanks for playing the game.
Super Villains.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:40.
After hearing that story, Ralph, are you still talking to Kevin, or was that it?
Ralph and I are best friends.
Talking to whom?
You guys,
we're best
Kevin.
Friends.
I don't recognize
your date
that
from
word.
Friday night.
I don't
you
recognize that speech. Word.
Oh.
Come on, man. Just tell everybody that we're still buddies.
What's that sound? Is that that thing still beeping? Whatever that piece of electronics was earlier this morning?
That stopped about 4 hours ago.
This annoying tone in my ears.
It is a Monday morning time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
I can't believe with all the Comic-Con coverage, I forgot to tell my pal Allie McKay what happened to me Friday after the show.
Oh, all right.
I'm going back to my hotel. Stayed, by the way, at the U.S. Grant Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody familiar with the U.S. Grant Hotel in
no.
San Diego? Yeah. That's where all the hookers were, Kevin.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It's a piece of Americana. It is a...
Is it named after the president?
No, oddly enough. It's named after a guy named Us Grant, who used to sell hot dogs down by the marina. No. What U.S. Grant do you think it would be named after?
I think Ulysses.
Most likely to be the president. But
most likely?
Yeah.
What are your other options if it's not him?
It didn't make any sense that someone would name a hotel after a president.
That's how old the hotel is. It is a national monument.
Oh, wow.
It was.
Oh, my.
No, that doesn't happen.
Right?
It's a beautiful, old, luxury, really high-end hotel. Liz loved it. It was the first time I stayed there, and I was really impressed.
Classy.
But as I was returning from the broadcast Friday morning, I saunter into the lobby.
Sure.
And who do I run into, Allie?
Is it someone I love, obviously?
Yes.
If you say Conan...
O'Brien!
Are you serious?
You kidding?
How did you not tell me?
He was there all weekend.
All weekend long.
Well, obviously,
and that was
I've
his hotel.
Show,
he was hanging out. And so, you know, we started to chat about you a little bit.
No, you didn't. That's okay.
Right?
I brought you up and I told him of your love for him.
You did not. I don't believe a word.
Not. No, I did not. All right. I did not waste any of my time talking to Conan O'Brien about you.
But how great was he?
Did he look so handsome? Sweetheart, and he had a very funny costume on.
Was it the blue one?
Yeah, one where he looked like a superhero version of himself. He had a helmet that was exactly like his hair.
Yeah.
But it was like a big shiny plastic hair helmet.
Yeah, that was Friday night show. It was very funny.
All right, take it easy. Right,
I love Conan so much.
I think he was on his way out of the hotel to go shoot
the stand-ups. He was so good.
But he was very charming and very nice and very friendly. And I said, Allie would run in the opposite direction. I guess I couldn't look at him.
I
can't meet him because I love him too much. She'd be saying as she ran down the street.
Why are her arms flailing like that, Ralph?
Very odd.
You know how she runs. Right?
Really?
I don't know how she runs. When you think of her running, what does it look like? It looks like that. You know it. You know it does.
Kind of does.
Anyway, good time was had by all at Comic-Con.
Thanks to Zachary Levi, by the
way.
Boy. Nerd HQ.
Great guy and his partner, Dave Coleman, just made that happen and were very kind and just welcomed us with open arms and allowed us to use their facilities and broadcast from there. It was way cool. So, thanks. And thanks to our producer, Dave Sanchez, who kind of made it all happen.
Did.
Despite some big hurdles. Looking at you, Sanchez. All right, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Star Trek Beyond debuted to $60 million. Again, pretty strong. Secret Life of Pets was number two with about $30 million. Then right behind it, there was kind of a tie for third and fourth place with Lights Out. Horror movie debuted to $21.6 million, the same amount made by Ghostbusters. Then Ice Age Collision Course came in at number five. Finding Dory at six. The Legend of Tarzan, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Hillary's America and The Infiltrator rounding out the rest of the top ten this weekend. Congratulations to Corbin Blue of High School Musical. He got married over the weekend in Santa Barbara. I wondered about people with weddings planned this weekend up in the North Valley and in that area.
Oh,
with the sand fire going on, it must have just ruined their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a huge destination wedding place, all that area up there, but Santa Clarita and beyond. And we weren't home, obviously, but my wife was sending me pictures of the skies in the valley, and it looked like the end times.
Yeah.
It looked like, all right, the sun is being blotted out in ashen sackcloth, and now it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse are going to come riding in because it's over. It was terrifying. And I know it's still a big trouble up there, and I hope everyone's safe and it's just home.
What makes you think it's not the end times? Have you looked at who our next president is going to be?
Oh, good point. The seventh seal has been broken.
Sit down.
Yes, my leader. Yes, my liege, or whatever we're supposed to call him before he beheads us. Star Trek, speaking of geeky things, is returning to television on CBS All Access. That is the online subscription service of CBS. And they announced over the weekend at Comic-Con the name of the show. The new Star Trek series will be called Star Trek Discovery, which is the name of the new ship that the new crew will be taking out to explore the cosmos. The USS Discovery is on hand. I don't believe they've even cast it yet, but they had some great footage of the ship coming out of dry dock, and it looks like a badass spaceship. Gotta love it.
And this is Brian Fuller, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he's great.
He is.
Made Hannibal, a bunch of stuff.
Very talented guy, and I think he's a great showrunner, and he's going to do well by them. Rita Ora has been tapped to be the host of America's Next Top Model this fall. VH1 is bringing the series back to television. Tyra Banks, of course, famously hosted that show. And producers say, don't worry, Tyra will continue to make periodic appearances throughout the season, so you will get some Tyra Banks, but mostly you get Rhea.
What if we don't want Tyra Banks?
That's what I'm saying. Is that an option? Can we hold the Tyra? Extra side of Rhea?
Anything else?
Yes.
I'm not looking for NTM, as in America's Next Top Martian. Mm. I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
She's unbearable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big ones. I have one thing to say to you.
What's that, Tara?
Kiss my fat ass.
Remember her fake outrage during that segment where she pretended to be upset?
She put on a fat suit, if I remember correctly, to go out in public and see how people get treated.
Right.
And then she was crying.
But this was about
this
was about, there was pictures of her on the internet and in magazines of her in a swimsuit by the ocean.
We were all
or
rooting
something.
For you. She went, we were all rooting for you. How dare you? And it became like a huge meme. We were all rooting for you. That one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have a clip. This might be the one you're talking about. I can't quite tell how it's labeled.
To all of you that have something nasty to say about me or other women that are built like me.
That sounds like it, Ralph.
Yeah, it was her. It was
women
her.
That sometimes or all the time look like this. Women whose names you know. Women whose names you don't. Women who've been picked on. Women whose husbands put them down. Women at work or girls in school.
What?
I have one thing to say to you.
Well, what's that?
Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah. Someone said she had pictures of her in a bathing suit by the ocean, and someone said, wow, Tyra's thighs look big. And she apparently
lost it.
Husbands are putting women down in restaurants, and there's schoolyard bullies on the jungle gym. I don't know how it got extrapolated out.
Mm.
But she did not like it.
I like we were all rooting for you.
Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about.
Everybody does.
No one
everyone
understands
knows. Everyone
no
knows.
No one
that.
Understands.
Everybody
that at
gets
all.
It.
That was apparently a private meme between you and Tyra that none of us were.
Come on.
No one.
People know it.
Nope.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Okay. All right. If you know it,
nope.
Treat me.
Nope. Keep it to yourself. Today's celebrity birthdays on July 25th. Chantel Van Santen from The Flash. It's Patty Simcox. Not Patty Simcox. Patty, damn it. Now I'm going to get the emails. I don't want them. Someone look it up so we can talk about it beforehand. Patty, what was her last name on The Flash? She played another CSI cop on The Flash.
Patty Spivak.
Spivak, thank you. Patty Spivak on The Flash, 31 years old today. Matt LeBlanc is 49 years old. And model Iman, who is also Mrs. David Bowie, 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win today, 5 p.m. here on K-Rock. We got a commercial-free drive home for you, courtesy of them. So thank you very much for that. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Jake Weary from the TV show Animal Kingdom, which we love so much.
Yeah. He is Jake Weary. Oh, yes, he is Jake Weary.
We also have a trip for two.
Wow.
To go to New York City to see 21 Pilots. And we have the Bachelorette Report also
tomorrow
morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.